Ladies and gentlemen, Denmark is threatening to militarily attack the United States. Iran's regime's on the edge of collapsing. Trump just seized a Russian oil tanker. All hell's breaking loose. We're going to break it all down right now.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Whatever happens in Iran at this point could easily be teed up for a false flag. Just somebody in a building shoots into a crowd, and there's Trump and Netanyahu, and we've got the aircraft carriers, you know, strike groups going in.
Al Arabia writes, already the regime has made numerous threats should its nuclear facilities come under attack from either Israel or the West. Compiled from information leaked from an Iranian military source pointed to how Iran had put together a secret plan to retaliate after such an attack, which was codenamed Kiyama, or Judgment Day. The IRGC would immediately respond through missile attacks on the U.S. coalition's Arab and Muslim allies in the Gulf region, hitting military bases occupied by the U.S. coalition, as well as a series of suicide operations targeting U.S. and British interests in the area. But hasn't this playbook been in motion all along? And who would ultimately benefit from a war with Iran? Iran's crude oil and central bank are holdouts when it comes to globalism's grip, and they would be instrumental in starting World War III, which would fatten the New World Order's pocket and put an end to the global populism threatening New World Order domination.
Bibi has repeatedly been under indictment, issues of corruptions, issues of dysfunction. Even Mossad head leaders in the past five, Mossad leaders say this is not the way to approach the Middle East or Iran or the Palestinians. And Bibi has ignored all that. And basically he's kowtowed to Trump, and he has tried to manipulate his way into Trump's good graces so that we would in some way end up fighting their war.
Iran is like 5 times bigger than Iraq and 10 times bigger than South Vietnam. The Houthis, with drones and you know, truck-launched small missiles, were able to drive our Navy out of the Red Sea. They drove us out of the Red Sea because the modern math doesn't work for our type of warfare. They fire a $100,000 missile, or a couple of them, at a ship, and we would have to spend $5 or $10 million worth of extremely high-tech surface defense missiles to try to stop these $100,000 drones. And our destroyers don't carry an unlimited number of these. A couple dozen and they're out. They have to leave the area, return to a port that's not nearby, because they can't be launched at sea. They can only, or reloaded at sea. They can only be reloaded dockside. So the math just doesn't work for American power projection the way that it used to. So if we get sucked into quote unquote rescuing Iranians, what does that mean? We're gonna drop Delta Force and SEALs into Tehran because we think that some people have been mistreated.
We know there's a big political, you know, changes happening. What is all this massive movement really about?
I do agree with exerting our influence in our hemisphere because the unipolar moment that began in the 90s with the fall of the Soviet Union, the end of the Cold War.
Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev has been removed from power, and there are tanks now in the streets of Moscow. Vice President Gennady Yanayev says he has taken over as acting president, as the head of state of a special state committee. You're watching live pictures from Moscow this morning.
The unipolar moment is done. It's going to be a tripolar world, Russia, China, America. If you just look at the military, the three most powerful military nations, or it's the U.S. and the West financial system versus the BRICS, which has China, Russia, Brazil, India, South Africa. Either way, America is no longer the 1,000-pound gorilla that can just walk around the country smacking little monkeys around. That day is over. We couldn't even stop the Houthis from firing missiles in the Red Sea. So that's a key choke point. The Red Sea cuts off going all the way around Africa.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, the problem I face here today is how do I state the insane level of danger and urgency that we're in, and also explain the big picture of why we're here. The old globalist New World Order system fell apart a long time ago, and people just figured that out. So there is the EU, there is Russia, there is China, there is the United States. And the United States still has more power projection than all of those groups together. But because of internal issues in the United States and because of our debt, the United States, at many levels, is in a great position, but also in a very bad position. So here's what's going on. You notice everything's accelerating faster and faster. The EU and Communist China are in greater debt than even the United States. Their demographics are bad as well, even worse than ours. They need to expand territory. They need to put more money on their balance sheets, or they will sink. It's the same thing with the United States. So you can debate whether the imperial activities of Trump and Manifest Destiny 2.0 are right or wrong from a moral perspective, but there's no doubt that the reason Trump's doing what he's doing is that if he doesn't do this, the United States will not come out on top in this power reshuffle. So everybody is desperate. Europe's plan is to continue war with Russia. They believe take Russian territory and add that to their balance sheet. That's their official insane plan. China thinks they're going to project power all over the world and maintain economic control and somehow stay on top that way. You've got the British Empire players that are trying to play all the different sides against each other. It is just unbelievable. So most people spend their time moralizing on whether it was right for Trump to go in and grab Maduro or not. Or is this going to be a fiasco and a new Vietnam and a disaster? And that's important. And we walk through the angles of it. I have simply stated why Trump's doing what he's doing, not even to defend it, but to explain it's the only move that he sees. Because for the last 40 years, we've been sold out to Communist China and the globalist system. But that all broke up on its own because, again, China double-crossed the globalists, which is always going to happen. And so there is a vacuum right now. So we better all have a debate about what should Trump do, what permutation of his plan should we get behind, what goes too far, what doesn't go far enough, or do we go ahead and totally collapse, let the Democrats take over, set up a great reset communist dictatorship, and prepare to be re-educated. You see, that's the thing. As bad as some of the things and options Trump has, as bad as they are, they're not a lesser of two evils. It's a completely different universe from where we be and where we're going to be under the Great Reset with Kamala Harris and the planned collapse. It was all laid out. So let me start walking through this for you. Really important short article at Zero Hedge explains it. Oil, gold, and the end of the petrodollar, the real Venezuela story. And it's just a fact. The United States needs the $18 trillion of oil and trillion of gold or more on the ballot sheet so the whole world sees us winning and that we're not in the same debt as China and the EU. And then the way the world works is they then say, oh, we're winning. Then they all rush to us to invest with us. And then we come out on top. And then we don't go into a total prolonged depression and you get your Social Security and the rest of it. People would say, well, that's empire and you know that's wrong. And okay, fine. Then just be ready for what's going to happen. Now, the empire building we've been doing for 40 years, really since World War II, 75, 80 years, but intensely for the globals for 40 years, has been at our expense and in our name and our treasure, demonizing us worldwide against our own interest. With Trump, you're getting strongman empire that is 100% for the general public because he understands he's got to stabilize the base for his own wealth. Elon Musk was very honest last year and 2 years ago as well. He said, listen, I chose America. I love America. It's the most innovation. But he said, nowhere is as stable as this. We're the best house in a bad neighborhood. It's the central pillar holding up Western civilization that's under attack. And if Western civilization falls, in all the studies, the world falls into war and destruction. So, yeah, Elon Musk is doing this to protect his wealth and his space plan and civilization. Because a really, truly aristocratic, wealthy person wants to build everybody up. And then their wealth is even more secure, and they're on top of a great, healthy society. The globalists want a dumbed-down, poisoned society that they wage war against. So people look at Trump and this military expansionism, and they say, oh, my God, it's neocons 2.0. I'm not defending even what he's doing. It's academic. We should have a discussion about it. But you should know the basic pieces to it. This is a whole new ballgame. The old New World Order globalist plan is done. I told you a decade ago it was already done. And it's officially done, and they admit it's done. Now is the mad scramble to form the future global system. And instead of a centralized New World Order globalist transhumanist anti-human system, the natural order would be a tripolar world. And the negotiations between that tripolar system and its affiliates. Europe doesn't have a place at that tripolar because of their debt, their demographics, and all of it. So they're trying to threaten Russia, holding a gun to everybody's head, with war to keep themselves central players. And to hold together the British Empire, Bilderberg, Western Europe model, and use that to control U.S. foreign policy to be the backstop for their plan. That's not working. The war with Russia is about keeping the globalist order in place. There is no angle, no permutation, no future calculation, no possible political destination where that works. And it goes from bad to worse. They're gearing up total conscription for men and women, saying 20 to 30 year war plan. It's insane. So Trump goes in with surgical operations, grabs Maduro, and I said, well, what happens when the militias rise up and crack down? And then it doesn't matter what the puppet new president does. They're not going to let the oil companies come in. They're not going to let them empower the people. The communist militias, who are also manufacturing the drugs, they're going to squat in the bushes like the Viet Cong. And this is going to go nowhere. Because it doesn't matter if you embargo the oil. Doesn't matter if you shut down Venezuela. Because the communists don't care about hurting their own people. They like it. And that was the warning where I said, academically, I get why Trump wants to do it. It's in the Monroe Doctrine. It's about reasserting our power. I get it. But I said, it's too dangerous, the different angles and calculations. and then enemies of the show misrepresented and showed 10-second clips of me endorsing this. When I said I endorse the spirit of it, but I don't believe it can be implemented cleanly, which is still remains to be seen. So here's what's happened since I was getting off the air at 3 o'clock yesterday, that I stayed up here last night with Rob Dude about 8 o'clock getting reports out. I appreciate him working so hard. The U.S. has seized a Russian oil tanker that was taking oil out of Venezuela. That's a major provocation with Russia, but is Trump openly flexing? Even bigger, you have Denmark saying, quote, we will shoot first and ask questions later over Greenland. Denmark is saying that the government of Greenland, which it claimed more than 40 years ago, is autonomous from the royal family of Denmark. Now they're saying, read the fine print, you're actually still a vassal of Denmark. See, the royal family just said they weren't in charge anymore in Europe and the UK. No, they are. Canada's still under the royal family's control. The governor general can dissolve parliament if they don't like the votes in Canada. Same thing in Australia. You think the British Empire doesn't exist anymore because it went into stealth mode. And so Marco Rubio's going over there, and Greenland's like, absolutely, we'll take tens of billions of investment. We'll become a U.S. protectorate. It's key to the resources in the Arctic, China moving in, Russia moving in with all their icebreakers, all of it. It's critical for refueling. It's the move we saw with the U.S. expanding during Manifest Destiny in its first 175 years or so, and buying Alaska from the Russians and the Spanish-American War in 1898. So all that went on before the neocons showed up, before Trotsky fled Russia when Stalin was trying to kill him and came over here and set up the neocons and National Review and took over. That's them. That old system's bye-bye. And that doesn't say I endorse this. I'm simply saying Trump is obsessed with the 18th and 19th century. He follows it. His planners are. And they are trying to reboot the country with the Teddy Roosevelt model. Because bigger than Monroe, it was President Roosevelt, Teddy, not Franklin, who really implemented the Monroe Doctrine. And, of course, the proto-globalist banksters tried to kill him repeatedly. A lady gave him a Bible, a little pocket Bible, stuck it in his coat. Guy shot him right in the chest. It went through the Bible, but hit the rib, went through the rib, and lodged by the heart. He finished the speech, went on about his business, continued his campaign. A few days later, they fished out the bullet. But the point is that if you really got to compare Trump to somebody, it's Teddy Roosevelt. And yeah, he's like, yeah, we built the Panama Canal. You want to try to take it? You want to overthrow the government there and say it's yours? We'll come blast your ass with Marines. So that wasn't a neocon. That wasn't Trotsky. That was Roosevelt. So I get where Trump comes with this. So then we have the EU and NATO saying, the chairman of the Austrian Committee for NATO Enlargement, if you take it, Greenland, we will take every single U.S. base from Ivano to Ramstein, from Romania to all their military bases. They will be confiscated and you will lose it. If you go extreme, we go extreme. That's great. Let's get out of NATO. Let's let Europe defend itself so it stops starting fights with Russia. Let's call their bluff. They got the other EU heads saying it. They don't like the commission. But the point is, behind the scenes, I can tell you, and I said this before it hit the news yesterday, that Russia and China actually like this. Because they understand the globalist order already collapsed, so let's just be realist about this. Why should we let Brussels and the UN and NATO dictate to everybody? No, Russia controls its sphere, China has its sphere, the United States has its sphere. Everybody's going to want to invest with us. We'll be dominant in that model. Trump already took over the Belt and Road Initiative, already went into those countries, got them to sign on. Almost every country out there signed on to the trade deal, which is really an economic and political military alliance. I mean, Trump in 11 and a half months has absolutely pulled a rabbit out of a hat. Now, the problem with that is he's had so much success, it's unsung in the media, that now that he is barreling forward with the rest of his operations, he knows he's already had all this success, but he hasn't really telegraphed that message to the public. He'll do it in generalities. He's just playing the grand chessboard to everybody and get into all these factors. And he sees the Maduro thing as a success. My concern was if it was successful in the first phase, second, third, fourth order. What happens with the militias? What happens when the communists don't give up? What happens when they start killing anybody that tries to build a pipeline or drill an oil well or fix an electrical line or deliver food? And that's what they're already doing. They're already killing people all over the country, in the towns, in the jungle, in Caracas, in the capital. It's already happening. So I understand Trump felt like he had to make this move. And if we let China sit there and have the Panama Canal and have Venezuela and let Cuba do all this and let them steal our elections and let them be the piggy bank for the Democrats, then we've lost. And these are the few areas Trump can get something done because the Justice Department's so corrupt, he can't really act as much as he wants to domestically, but he can militarily. DHS is a newer agency. He's got better people in there. 2,000 hit Minneapolis, St. Paul alone. Reportedly, 500 arrests just the last day. The left's going crazy right now. So anywhere Trump can get his agenda through, he's doing it with flying colors. Anywhere he can't, he runs into a brick wall. So Marco Rubio is going in to talk to Denmark. He's also obviously diplomatically on the phone doing that, but he's going to actually meet with the folks in Greenland who were told decades ago, oh, you're independent. Oh, you can do whatever you want. But it turns out they really weren't, and the royal family still controlled it. They knew the public would say, we want to be totally independent. We don't want rolls over. They go, oh, you're independent now. Here's this commission runs it. You are. And now Trump comes in and says, well, we want to come in here. And you'll be your own country, truly sovereign, but a protectorate of us, like Guam. And they're like, yeah, we actually want that. Because China is already moving in massively there. And so while we were asleep at the switch on purpose with Biden so that the Chi-Coms could take over, Trump is swooping in at the last moment, just like he did on every other issue, and saying, not so fast. So it's not just like, oh, Trump wants to grab Greenland. We already went and built the bases. We already built the airfields. We're the reason there's even a big population there. It was just soft power. Okay, you know, we don't have an official agreement, but okay. And now that these powers are coming in, pushing us out of the Panama Canal, pushing us out of, we got to come in and say, hey. Or you run up the white flag and tell the world, fine, we're done. Then the dollar goes down. We have no industry left, basically. Trump's trying to restart that, and then we will be in hell on earth. And then they'll bring in the Mondamis in every major city, promising free stuff to everybody if we just take private property. And that's the communist model. Crash the economic system, crash the capitalist system with corruption and overload, then offer communism and redistribution of wealth and seizing the means of production and seizing private property. And they've already made it racial. Mondami, like all the other, says, we're going to take white people's homes. I got the clips. And in the UK, last year, they said, white men get 3 times the sentence of anyone else. And it's official, and they're doing it. And they also said, there's too many brown people in prison. We're going to release them no matter what and have quotas for white people. And then they put white people in for praying for 3 years, and you rape a 10-year-old girl, no time, because you're Pakistani. I have them in parliament. I have the laws. It's on screen right now. You cannot make this up. And the leftist globalist control systems are the same from Australia to Germany to the UK to the US. Anytime they need to, any tyranny they're carrying out, they just say, oh, it's for the brown people. Then they can activate the leadership of the brown people who are NGO globalists, who communists, to burn everything down anytime we got a line. And then we're the white supremacists. Figure this out yet? The world's 93% non-white. The globalists already dominate the third world. They're bringing in mainly military-age men, brainwashing them to hate America and hate white people and hate Europe. Do you see the makeup of this now? The globalists use communist tactics. They're really just transhumanist death cult technocracy operators. And they're making their communism race-based. And that came out in the 60s that they couldn't get even 5% of American black people who were super Christian, super conservative, super right-wing to join the Communist Party. So they came up with liberation theology. That's what all this Black Lives Matter stuff is. And to make it about racial inequality to sell communist ideas. And still black people are rejecting it now. Who's totally took it? White women. Because they're the saviors, they're the good people, they're the answer, they're going to be in charge. I'm not trying to bash white people, and not all white women. And a lot of women are disgusted with them, other white women. But, I mean, we all know it's white women. And they put them in charge of everything. Who with the Somali fraud, in every case, is above it, getting the majority of the money to hand it over to the Tim Walls above them? Evil, disgusting white women. Who's the woman saying we're going to take white people's homes in New York? And then cackling, rubbing her hands together. A big old fat, ugly white woman. And it's all race-based. It's all manipulation. They're going to take everything all of us got and use divide and conquer. We're all fighting with each other while they do it. The British, for hundreds of years, controlled India. At any one time, they only had a few thousand troops there, controlling tens of millions of people. How'd they do it? With sociology. With anthropology. With demographics. The Indians basically all have the same genetics, but they were all tribal. And they would study the tribes and the chiefs and the beefs they had and how to manipulate them so you could have, for every million Indians, one British person controlling them at some points in their history. And the British called it and wrote textbooks on it the great game of divide and conquer. And that's the only way they can do this. So you must reject all political correctness. It's all mind control. You must get past all this virtue signaling and just call it out for what it is. But see, the globalists set up this race-based division and this plan to take us down, but they thought China would still be on their side. This plan's been decades in the making. Now that's all falling apart. So now their global order's falling apart. But all they've got is their brainwashed masses and their old programs still running, undermining the country for an overthrow of the nation into their globalist order, but there'll be no globalist order for America to be folded into. So out of necessity, a lot of big tech people and big globalist billionaires who aren't even good guys have joined with Trump's plan, my plan, a big part of it. They call it Stephen Miller's plan. He's looking at it from a real direct way historically. That this moment would come, and people in the power structure understanding there is no plan with this leftist plan. Russia, China, all the world, they're rejecting political correctness. They're rejecting all this garbage. They're going the other direction. You now will bring the U.S. down and not fold it into world government. You'll bring it down, and then all these other super predator groups are going to come in and take your ass over and deal with you. It's suicidal. But their minions are so brainwashed and so full of hate of the West. They're zombies, and they're not going to stop. So everything's accelerating. Everything's coming to a head. I'm not even saying what we should do. I just need people to understand what's going on, to understand the ramifications, so we can have a larger discussion about all this. But yes, the moves Trump's making, you can see, are about the only moves we've got left, and they're super dangerous. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Are you tired of stubborn fat that just won't budge no matter how hard you diet? Well, let me introduce you to Ultimate Burn, the most powerful science-backed fat-torching formula available today. Inside every capsule of Ultimate Burn is 200 milligrams of GlucoVantage dihydroberberine, a supercharged form of berberine that clinical studies show slashes insulin resistance, blocks new fat storage, and helps your body burn fat for fuel. Then we crank the heat with a massive 120 milligrams of Calorie Burn GP Grains of Paradise, packing a full 15 milligrams of active 6-paradol. Human trials prove it fires up your brown fat, ramping your daily calorie burn by up to 200 extra calories a day. Then we finish it with cinnamon, polyphenols, and bioperin to make sure every milligram hits your system hard. The result is faster fat loss, smaller waist, better blood sugar, and energy that lasts all day. Ignite your results with the real deal. Grab Ultimate Burn now and watch your body finally start burning fat like it's supposed to. Stock is limited. Get yours before it's gone. It's Ultimate Burn. Light the fire at thealexjonesstore.com. Are you tired of stubborn fat that just won't budge no matter how hard you diet? Well, let me introduce you to Ultimate Burn, the most powerful science-backed fat-torching formula available today. Inside every capsule of Ultimate Burn is 200 milligrams of GlucoVantage dihydroberberine, a supercharged form of berberine that clinical studies show slashes insulin resistance, blocks new fat storage, and helps your body burn fat for fuel. Then we crank the heat with a massive 120 milligrams of Calorie Burn GP Grains of Paradise, packing a full 15 milligrams of active 6-paradol. Human trials prove it fires up your brown fat, ramping your daily calorie burn by up to 200 extra calories a day. Then we finish it with cinnamon, polyphenols, and bioperin to make sure every milligram hits your system hard. The result is faster fat loss, smaller waist, better blood sugar, and energy that lasts all day. Ignite your results with the real deal. Grab Ultimate Burn now and watch your body finally start burning fat like it's supposed to. Stock is limited. Get yours before it's gone. It's Ultimate Burn. Light the fire at thealexjonesstore.com.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VFM members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VFM membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
So you get this, but everybody needs to have it burned in their brains. The old globalist system has fallen. And now there is a power vacuum with the major powers of the world trying to flood in to grab all the different resources and different things to establish the new political landscape. And I would use the analogy of The Hobbit, where at the end of the book, they've killed Smaug, and he's got the biggest treasure trove in the world that he'd stolen from the dwarves. And so the five different races of Middle Earth hear about it, and they all go rushing towards the Lonely Mountain to try to get control of the giant treasure hoard. And that's where we are right now. And so China's running around grabbing stuff from Philippines and Vietnam and moving into Africa and Latin America, trying to get the Panama Canal, and Russia just wants to secure its borders and not be attacked by Europe, that openly says their business model is to take over Russia, which is totally insane, and, quote, break it in five pieces. So we're going back to what was always done before. And under the globalists, they were doing it corporately, going around taking over the world and proliferating weapons. So we are now entering the battle of five armies. But instead of five armies, it's the Chi-Coms, the Russians, you've got the America First Trump people, you've got the British Empire playing both sides, the EU and the U.S. off against each other. Then you've got Islam. And then you've got Christians standing up for what's right and getting politically involved in praying. So I guess there is the battle of five armies. And that's where we're at. So when I sit here and play by play, I'm going to look at the angles, why the Russians want this, why the Chinese want that, what the U.S. wants, what Trump's doing. And I'm also going to talk about what would the Democrats do if they were in right now. They would just allow all the stuff to happen for us to be isolated, for us to be taken over, to let Europe continue to attack Russia, which further creates BRICS and kills the dollar and ends up destroying the U.S., which the left is on the Chi-Com payroll. So that's why they're doing it. They know. They're not inept. They're not idiots with their policy the last 3.5 years driving Russia. Now almost 4 years into the arms of China in direct countervention of every U.S. policy before that. And the EU is only the U.S. They can't do this. They want to drag us into war. So it's great that Trump's trying to stop that. But I just call again balls and strikes. Venezuela thing, I get why he did it from his perspective. He's not a bad person. Maybe it'll be successful, but I've said the militias aren't going to give up months ago. It's going to degenerate. Maybe there's enough pressure with the oil embargo and stuff to get them to back down, but they're not going to make a deal, I don't think. And so Trump's telling Venezuelans, you know, here in other countries, oh, get down there, take your country back. So really, this is all up in the air right now. The battle of five armies. We're not fighting for Smog's gold. We're fighting for the whole future of the new political paradigm. And I'll tell you, I'll take Trump and his worldview of prosperity and freedom and sovereignty and pro-America and overall general peace between world powers over the Klaus Schwab New World Order globalist system that's already failed and is anti-human. So again, it doesn't mean that I endorse it all or like it all, but it's where we are. It's the cards we've been dealt. So let's be adults about that and then decide what do we do. That's why I got Robert Barnes, not just a great lawyer, but very smart historian. He's got real reservations about what's going on in Venezuela. That's why I had Matt Bracken, who's a big conservative, anti-communist. He had big problems. I had Jackson Hinkle, who's an outright communist and very influential one, to get his perspective. Didn't agree with all of it, but I wanted you to get his perspective. This is a real college discussion, and I don't mean like an actual physical college. The word college, for those that don't know, just means a debate, a large forum of ideas. This show is not talking points, folks. I mean, I have my talking points that are based in facts and reality and what we're promoting, but my job is to try to get people to understand the big picture. Because in every case, when the people of America and the world are actually presented with the facts, they always, over time, make the right decision, just like Trump does. Sometimes he's going sideways. We get him information. Boy, he corrects very, very quickly. And that's exciting. And I'm not an apologist for Trump. It's not about me explaining to you. It's about you understanding. It's about understanding what we've got and why Trump's doing this. And understanding that, because there's no debate. If his economic revival plan fails, it will make the Great Depression look like a vacation. And the globalists had it all teed up. Austerity, 200 square foot apartments, total racism, demonizing white people. a totally divided and conquered society. So, Trump's flexing muscles in our hemisphere, grabbed the big Russian oil tanker. Denmark says they will shoot first and ask questions later over Greenland. But according to the regulations and the law, Greenland could join the U.S. Greenland can become a protectorate. But, oh, now the royal family of Denmark, that like they have any power, goes, actually, the fine print says we own that. And Denmark says they will attack the United States even if Greenland tries to sign a deal. They're now saying Greenland doesn't have the authority. Oh, I thought they were autonomous. The Wall Street Journal report and Mr. Rubio's assurances appeared to contradict Caroline Leavitt, Mr. Trump's press secretary, who said on Tuesday the military action was always an option for Greenland. At the same time, the Washington Post reported on Wednesday the U.S. officials were increasingly discussing a takeover of Greenland with their European counterparts as a concrete possibility. And again, that will project strength. It'll show the world Trump needs to take action. It'll put that on her ballot sheet and militarily for dominance into the Arctic, where the whole future is based on minerals and on sea power and global projection. To explain it to you folks, you don't fire ICBMs. Cut to me, I'll explain it real quick. Here's the North Pole. Here's the Arctic. Here's Russia. Here's China. Here's the United States. You don't fire missiles from China around this way. That's three or four times the... No, you fire missiles over. Or you got submarines right there that pop up in the ice and fire them that way. See? Not to mention the minerals. So the Arctic's very strategic, very important, and that's why Trump's obsessed with it. So he's looking at all the chess pieces and saying, why aren't we making that move? Why aren't we making that move? And you just say, don't make the move. Run up the white flag, which we might need to do, actually. And just say, we're going to bow to communist China. We're going to cut our son's penises off. And I'm serious. And we're going to take all our Prozac and just phase out. Maybe we should do it. Denmark will shoot first and ask questions later. In no case should Europe accept any damage to the European sovereignty, Mr. Velpin told Bloomberg, as he stressed that the case of the NATO member attacking another was unprecedented. Dominique de Villepin, the former French prime minister, has warned that if the U.S. did invade Greenland, it would become an enemy of Europe and NATO members. Well, since we're 85% of NATO, that's fine. Again, why are we letting Europe wag the dog? Why is the tail wagging the dog? Here's the London Telegraph. Is the Arctic about to tip into all-out war? Europe draws red line on Greenland after a year of trying to pacify Trump. And again, Russia and China have militarized the Arctic. We've got two icebreakers. Russia's got like 50 that are nuclear powered. They got all these weapons up there, and they want Greenland. Europe draws a red line on Greenland after a year of trying to pacify Trump. So all that ties together. Here's a top member on the Committee of NATO Enlargement, Chairman Fellinger of the NATO Enlargement Committee, the NATO Conquest Committee. If you take it, meaning Greenland, we will take every single U.S. base in Europe. Good. Good. Here it is.
If you take it, we take every single base of the Americans from Aviano to Ramstein, from Romania to all the other military bases will be confiscated and you will lose it. And the whole position of American power since World War II, if you take Greenland, you have to leave. It's very simple, Mrs. Miller. This is the leverage we have. You need the spaces for global power protection. You won't have it. And we can defend ourselves very well. And we will do that without the U.S. nuclear shield, without the U.S. troops in Europe, without the American bases. We will simply run these bases ourselves, and we run your boys home into Chicago and Ohio. And goodbye.
If you go extreme, we go extreme as well. Be sure about it.
That is the biggest bluff I've ever seen. The bases without our weapons and satellite control of the weapons are worthless. 85% of Europeans in major polls are going to run and aren't going to be conscripted to fight. They want us to get into a direct war with Russia. We're basically already in one. And so, oh, if you go make a deal with Greenland that you claim was independent, oh, now we're going to go to war with you, and now we're going to kick all your military out. Please, get us out of NATO. Please. And then all these wars with Russia will shut down just like that. And Europe's got its nukes, so Russia's not going to attack you. It's been the EU expanding up to the borders of Russia. And we know that. So these guys hold none of the cards, but there they are holding us hostage. We got to get these clips to Trump. I can't wait till he reads all these EU officials and NATO officials running their mouths. Oh, my God. Unbelievable. But in Venezuela, they're already going sideways. Oh, they're telling Trump they're doing a deal. Oh, they're going to have an election now. Suddenly they're not. Now their motorcycle communist death squads are out killing any opposition, anybody that speaks up, which goes to the point of they're tyrants. They deserve to be deposed. But this is the quagmire, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see what unfolds. Robert Barnes is coming up. Now, I've been telling you, the left can't debate us on policy. They can't debate us on economics. They can't debate us on culture. So all they need to do is create racial division. And they've been hyping a new civil war in America and having violent groups attack ICE and Border Patrol and openly saying, we need somebody to get killed so we have a new George Floyd, so we have a pretext to burn the country down, say Trump's a dictator, implement the martial law Podesta plan. Well, now we may have a candidate of that. I'm surprised this hadn't happened earlier with all the shooting at ICE and shooting them and killing them and ramming them and throwing rocks at them and all the rest of it. Witnesses report ICE agent shooting woman in Minneapolis after a car crash incident. Oh, I wonder if it was a ramming. And you have the countless videos of them saying, get after him, attack him, and viciously attacking ICE. And already Walls is out demonizing, and they're already, before we even know the facts, federal law enforcement shoots civilian in Minneapolis. City officials say, acting like federal law enforcement's military. See how they spin that? Like, oh, a civilian. And here's the video, breaking tear gas and pepper spray. Oh, turns out we're getting footage now. They were running around screaming, attacking, going after people. And who knows if ICE even shot this lady. Again, you never know when they're going to pull a false flag. And they've said one death, and they're going to burn down the country. And again, a bunch of middle-aged and elderly women, as usual, white women, virtue signaling, running up, screaming, pushing, attacking, ramming cars, all of it. And the left always cuts after they ram the car or after they attack somebody when they get slammed to the ground. I'm a citizen. I'm innocent. Why are you doing it? Tear gas and pepper spray releases ICE involved in shooting scene in Minneapolis as protesters throw snowballs and block ICE vehicles. Witnesses say that a woman was shot in the face while possibly trying to flee ICE in central Minneapolis. How many hundreds of rammings have there been? This is what we're talking about. And remember what the mayor said. He said, ICE is going to get killed or others are going to get killed. And they tell people, go out and resist. In Chicago, in L.A., and everywhere. Here's the clips.
I know, man.
Jesus Christ.
Stay back behind the line.
Back that up a minute. Back it up. Notice the bloody airbag. So let's back that up. What is the vehicle crashed into? Was this person, like all the others, ramming vehicles? What went on here? Stay back behind the line. ICE has been extremely restrained so far.
And what did you see exactly yourself?
We're going to go back to this in a minute. Stop right there. We're going to play both clips back to back now, okay? My point is, this is what you've seen MSNBC headlines. We need blood. We need protesters to be killed. You've seen them on the ground. Once they kill one of our people, that's our green light for the uprising. And now here we are. The American public's not going to buy it, but this is how the globalists plan to bring us down, is with this domestic garbage. Let's go back to the first clip and go to the second clip we haven't gone to yet.
Yeah,
this is a flame machine. Look at all the crash smash vehicles. Back that up. Look at her vehicle and then the smash vehicles around it. What do you think was going on there? You think it was a ramming? I'd say about a 95% chance. That's a deadly weapon. You've seen all over the country. They've been so restrained so far. They know they're going to have Soros DAs trying to put them in prison. You know they've been highly restrained so far. We're already hearing from Tim Walz and all them that this is the bloody shirt they wanted to wave. Start over again. They're destabilizing the country.
Jesus Christ.
They're saying Trump's a dictator.
Stay back behind the line.
Flying by me, flying like something's happening over here. So,
yeah. And what did you see exactly yourself?
I didn't witness, but I talked to several people that witnessed it, and they heard the gunshot. And the one guy said that they reached for her door handle, and then she took off, and then he shot her through the windshield and shot her in the face. So they're taking her on the corner there by ambulance right now.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for being here with me.
And they're so excited they finally got somebody killed. They didn't Border Patrol or ICE. When the left shoots up a Border Patrol facility or shoots up an ICE van, it barely hits the news. But with this, you're going to hear nothing but this. You got a bunch of leftists to get up your radio listener, like hyenas chasing everybody around, attacking, trying to get the provocation. I can't believe they can even get ICE to do this job. This is how they invade us. Human trafficking, all of it. Locking the vehicles, all the stuff they do. Because they're the white liberals. They're the saviors. They're the good guys. Locking the roads and they pepper spray them. So, it's over $24 billion stolen. I keep saying the old number, you know, $9 billion, $18 billion. No, it's $24 billion and growing. It's all over the country. And I guarantee these liberals out here don't have jobs. Most of them are managing NGOs. They're getting the money. They're out there to ensure all of this. The Somalis are their bagmen. And they don't want their precious illegal aliens with huge rap sheets and convictions for rape and murder being deported. These are agents with federal court orders. Absolutely constitutional, doing their duty, surrounded and under attack. This is the UN globalist model. You have the UN head of the Security Council in Minnesota, Ohio, running large parts of the scam. They're finding individuals with hundreds of millions of dollars going into their coffers a year now. This is all about robbing the country, bringing the nation down. And Trump's following his duty. He's doing it and 100% supportive. We'll track this as it unfolds. We'll see how they try to spin it. And, you know, in this hysteria, we hope the woman pulls through. But we're not going to get the true story from the left out there telling us what happened. We've got to actually see and get the facts here. But ICE has not really made any mistakes so far. I wouldn't expect them not to make some. So this could be their George Floyd 2.0 moment. We're going to start the next hour. Robert Barnes is talking about geopolitics, domestic operations, what he sees happening. in the third and fourth hour. I'm going to open the phones up. I've got all this other news I haven't even mentioned yet. Iran's on the verge of falling. There are decades when nothing happens and weeks where decades happen, to quote Stalin or Lenin, and it's true. We're here, the crossroads. All right, only one more day. It was so popular. One more day. It was a one-day sale. We're doing it one more day today, and that's it. Because I was so busy, I didn't have time to cut ads for the new promo stuff. So I was like, just extend it today. I told them last night. We're extending our 47% off Patriot Day sale on all products, T-shirts, hoodies, all the supplements, ultramethylene blue, you name it, for one more day until tonight at midnight, Wednesday, January 7th. And that's on top of the discounts that are already there. No discount code needed. Sale ends tonight at midnight. Also, when you order any supplement, you get your choice. This is on top of it. I forgot this yesterday. Also, when you order any supplement, you get your choice of a free bottle of Atomic Defense, Moon Boost, or Shilajit gummies that are incredible to be added to your order. That makes this a loss leader in some cases. This is insane. I didn't realize they already had that deal going yesterday on top of 47% off. So you buy something, get 47% off, and then get the Shilajit or the Atomic Defense. That is insane, folks. This has got to be the best deal ever. That's 47% off your purchase at a free $30 value or more with the purchase of any supplement. Each order placed today gets you 50x entries to win two vehicles, our Ford Raptor and 10K cash that ends in just over a week, and our brand new Ford F-250 diesel with $10,000 cash. So right now is that no man's land for the next less than a week or so, actually. And then you get put in to win both 50 times X in that on top of this deal. So if you've ever been on the fence about getting ultramethylene blue or getting our Irish CMOS or getting our Shilajit or getting our bovine colostrum or getting any of it, now is the time. And then we have our ultramethylene blue with beef tallow. This is already super popular, methylene blue with concentrated organic beef tallow. So good for your skin, doesn't clog your pores. It's got all these key vitamins and things in it. It's already a bestseller, so we went out and made our own even better. And it's super popular. So I'm glad we launched it yesterday. I'm glad you're excited about that. Bovine Blue Tallow, limited run, thealexjonesstore.com, 47% off as well. Thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com. And if you're going to buy anything at the store, you can cancel any time for free. In your profile, become a VIP for $30 a month. It's like Amazon Prime, and you get $40 to spend instantly each month when you are a VIP. You get special deals, special offers, and special sales. So anybody buying anything needs to be a VIP. You can cancel any time. So you just make money doing that. Thanks for your support. We'll be right back. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Our medical-grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We are finally able to make an arrest of an individual by the name of Brian Cole.
He had zero criminal history, saying that the government, when they were presenting, said that he was getting riled up online. He was all engaging in these kind of theories and things. And they said, there's no evidence of that at all. No messages, no texts, no evidence of any radicalization from their perspective. And they had to come back out and, as I mentioned earlier, admit that and say he was a consumer of this media, not a poster.
An investigation spearheaded by the deputy director and the ADIC of our Washington field office brought in a new team of investigators and experts, re-examined every piece of evidence, sifted through all the data, something that the prior administration refused and failed to do.
He is a level one autistic man. He's got OCD. This explains all of the things that they're alleging, saying that the destruction of the cell phone evidence wasn't destruction of evidence. It was just an autistic man with OCD who resets his phone to the tune of 943 times.
What I think happened, this is Kyle Serafin's full opinion. I believe the FBI identified Brian Cole probably in that loop of like maybe 90 where they did some additional work. He was generally speaking in the area of, and then when they ran it down, they found out that he was not a good match because the pipe bomber route, it's roughly near where it says 1, 2, 3, 4 in a tight little cluster towards the center of the map. That's where the pipe bomber would have had to have been for the actual time that they say that the person was there. So there's a route of the actual bomber and it's very, very small. You see it red and green. The number one is not inside sector number one. The number two is not inside sector number two very clean, or I guess it's on the edge. Three is right on the line, four and so on. So they have pings that are relatively close to where they should be, but they're not actually a slam dunk. This is not evidence. This is thin. This is like an indication to go do further information. Brian Cole Jr. was arrested under a complaint that was filed with the district court, the District of D.C., and they arrested a guy out of Woodbridge, Virginia for the pipe bomber case, claimed that he was the one who did it. If you don't get that indictment, then you have to take it in front of a judge for a preliminary hearing.
This is really interesting. Apparently, D.C. is unique in that it is the only district where this can occur, where a Superior Court grand jury can be used in district court. Interesting that Boasberg's kind of floating around at the center of it all too.
They took every means, they filed all the means, they put all these motions out that said, hey, please, like, let's kick this down the line. We want to go to next year. We want to wait until we get in front of a grand jury. We don't want to have a preliminary hearing. And the defense, which is really aggressive, it's a new law firm that's out of Tennessee. They're former United States attorneys and they're apparently very good, went out and said, no, no, no. We insist on having the preliminary hearing today, Tuesday, December the 30th. And so DOJ panicked and yesterday took Brian Cole Jr.'s case in front of a superior court, the lower court, in front of a grand jury, and got an indictment there.
You know, the prosecution was there. There was about 6 to 7 prosecutors sitting at that table. It was a little lopsided because he's sitting there with his one attorney, but that's obviously very standard. If you have the weight of the federal government against you, generally there's going to be 10 prosecutors. And if you're lucky, you could afford an attorney or else you get a public defender.
Right now you're seeing the house that Brian Cole Jr. lives in, and that's his vehicle. That's a blue Nissan Sentra 2017. This is the map of the cell phone pings and the towers that DOJ used. And now you're seeing what we believe is Brian Cole Jr.'s car driving at 8:04. It's driving while the pipe bomber is on foot over a mile away. And there's one other car that matches this description, and it's driven by a white person. We can't see who the driver of this is. But if that is Brian Cole Jr.'s car, then Brian Cole Jr. was driving while the pipe bomber was on foot dropping off the bombs, and it couldn't have been him.
Oh, this is a real Perry Mason moment. If I sound a little speechless here, this is so devastating.
So very simply, between the hours of 7:34 p.m. and 8:18 p.m. on January 5th, 2021, the pipe bomber is on foot, walking around with the hood on. That's who the FBI and the DOJ allege Brian Cole Jr. is, that figure. But the problem is a car that matches Brian Cole's car is in motion in Washington, D.C., over a mile away and driving in a route that's at least 7 minutes away and could not be him. There's no way outside of teleportation or some sort of magical time warp that Brian Cole Jr. is both driving his car and walking around at that time. So at the very least, it shows that there would have to be another person involved. More likely than not, what it shows is they've got the wrong guy altogether, which is what I've believed for quite a while now.
I'm funded by you, and I appreciate your support very humbly. Thank you for your support, those that have. Those that have it, what are you waiting for? Our information is bar none the best. The supplements are game-changing. The methylene blue, the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the widest selection of Patriot Apparel t-shirts, ball caps, hoodies, sweaters, you name it. But there's a deal going for a few more days where you buy any supplement and get a bottle of the Shilajit gummies or Atomic Defense Super Immune Booster free. You choose which free gift you want. That funds our operation, thealexjonesstore.com. I want to thank those that have stood with us. If you're going to buy anything, become a VIP. Just in your profile, $30 a month, cancel anytime, no charge. You get $40 every time you spend $30. Dispense. You make $10, you're going to buy anything, you should be a VIP. You get special deals, special offers, special sales on top of everything. Also, you get big discounts when you use the app for Android or for Apple at alexjonesapp.com. Just links you through to get the free apps right there. So it's the same shopping cart online. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, riding shotgun with us is great lawyer, constitutional expert, real historian Robert Barnes on the global political realignment happening, the seizure of this Russian tanker, the militias rising up in Venezuela against U.S. regime change. The U.S. saying they're about to take Greenland. Denmark saying that'll be an act of war, that they will go to war with us. They'll shoot first, ask questions later, close quote. This is all because the old order has fallen. Now there's a scrambling for the new order. We'll go to Barnes in a moment. But first, we just talked to Nick Sordor, the incredible on-the-ground reporter, also InfoWars reporter. Hosts his Sunday show with us. Nick Sordor is on the ground, embedded with DHS. They have confirmed to him that a woman, just in the last hour and a half, tried to ram their vehicle in one of these neighborhoods where this rapid reaction force of 2,000 went in to arrest illegal aliens with long rap sheets. And DHS has said that she tried to ram the vehicle. Last hour, I looked at raw footage, and you see what looks like a bunch of, you know, rammed vehicles in her car and the bloody airbag. So it looked pretty obvious to me that you've got vehicles rammed, and then you've got a DHS vehicle there, and you see the bloody airbag. She has now reportedly been pronounced dead, according to DHS sources. We just talked to Nick Sordor. He's coming on next hour. On the ground. Breaking. This is from Nick Sordor. A protester in Minneapolis attempted to run over ICE agents with her vehicle, requiring an ICE agent to fire defensive shots per DHS. She's been pronounced dead. DHS is calling this an act of domestic terrorism. She got herself killed. Nobody's fault but her own. That fits the past pattern with all the now over 100 ramming attacks. ICE being shot up, facilities being shot up, vans being shot up with ICE in it. The leftists, you know, shoot illegal aliens that are in the van instead. I mean, this is crazy. And you have the mayor a few weeks ago saying, you're going to get killed, ICE, if you come here. And the left saying, we need to get somebody killed. Even MSNBC, if we can launch the color revolution so we can launch the Podesta Civil War plan they've been hyping. So will this end up being George Floyd 2.0 before they even knew the facts? The Democrats, the governor, all of them were saying, oh, see the evil ICE. And then we have the raw footage after she was killed. And you see people still attacking ICE, throwing things at them, screaming at them, trying to get in their vehicles, trying to get a provocation going. Let's go ahead and roll those clips.
Back to
Jesus Christ.
Stay back behind the line.
Flying, flying by me, flying like something's happening over here. So,
yeah. And what did you I'm see exactly shaking. Yourself?
I didn't witness, but I talked to several people that witnessed it, and they heard the gunshot. And the one guy said that they reached for her door handle, and then she took off, and then he shot her through the windshield and shot her in the face. So they're taking her on the corner there by ambulance right now.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for being here with me.
The DHS has been incredibly restrained so far. I can't believe this hasn't happened already. We're so sorry for her. They're saying that she tried to ram them. It looks like she rammed vehicles, but we'll have to, you know, leave that open. She's innocent until proven guilty. But this has been pushed by the left to attack ICE, by the mayors and governors around the country. They are blocking vehicles. They were throwing bricks and snowballs and water bottles at them. We have that footage. Shortor is reportedly at the scene now, and he's going to be joining us coming up 15 minutes to the next hour. So just about an hour and 5 minutes from now. I'm just surprised they could get ICE to even do this. It's such a dangerous job.
Go another way!
Move!
Go another way!
And you've got all these virtue signaling white people out here so pissed at murderers and rapists and criminals and fraudsters are being, I mean, they got federal orders from courts, folks. They're busting drug houses and fentanyl houses and human trafficking houses. Telltale, they've got umbrellas to block their faces. That's an Antifa move.
Chris, get out the way. Get out the way of the truck. Move.
So, yeah, they're trying to leave. They're blocking the road, attacking them. This is the provocation they want. This is what they're looking for. And then if Trump doesn't execute federal law and start deporting the illegal aliens, he's capitulated to them. Then they control the blue cities. These are really expeditionary forces into areas captured by the left in America. If you look at 1917, the Russians took them a couple of years to get control of all of Russia. First, they only had Moscow. That's what the left wants, control the main cities. So hordes of leftists going crazy, attacking, finally got somebody dead. So sad. Again, according to DHS, telling Nick Sorda, who's always been incredibly accurate, a woman in Minneapolis attempted to run over ICE agents with her vehicle, requiring an ICE agent to fire defensive shots, per DHS to him. She has been pronounced dead. DHS is calling this an act of domestic terrorism. I want to go to Robert Barnes to cover the domestic front first, because this is breaking. And then I want to get his take on Venezuela. Because I saw his ex-post saying, well, Jones's tip jar is usually always right, but I think he's going to be wrong here. People are misrepresenting. I'm not saying you are. I understand why Trump's doing this, to project our control in this hemisphere, to keep China out. I've had a bunch of guests on for months saying he'll turn it to Vietnam, and I got major reservations with it, and so we're going to look at all those angles. But big picture, I understand why Trump thinks it's the right thing to do. So we'll get Barnes' take on this as well. Robert Barnes, thank you so much for being here. What do you make of what's happening in Minneapolis, Minnesota right now?
Well, I mean, it's the one battle after another script. The main movie that Hollywood is promoting to win the actually best film for Oscars, even though, you know, by most real critics, it's not a very particularly cinematically effective film of that particularly well-known director, nor was it popular at the box office itself, despite having some big-name actors like DiCaprio and others as part of the cast. Sean Penn, you know, Benedicto del Toro, you name it. But the core of the film is to celebrate Antifa-type violence targeting ICE facilities and ICE individuals.
Sniping and like bombing and terrorism and hot sex when you do it.
Exactly. I mean, and if the enemy is that, fascist, you know, Sean Penn plays this fascist, boot thug, you know, a part of a racist cadre, and they make them the personification of the enemy is ICE. The personification of rebellion and justification and to be the next Ernesto Che Guevara is to be one of these people on the streets causing violence at these facilities. And it's like, I remember, I mean, I was kind of shocked that, when the film came out. I mean, suppose we shouldn't have been, but you know, you frequently mention the effect that these films culturally have. And this goes way, way back, to the great, Justin Bieber rant. But Hollywood is deliberately setting up to incentivize and motivate this. And on the right, there wasn't a lot of talk about, outside of you and a few others, about this movie and its potentially pernicious cultural impact. But you can't have a film that has the world's top actor in it, that is promoted heavily and aggressively to be as the best film ever in Hollywood, saying, hey, do you want to join Antifa tomorrow? Then you too can be Leonardo DiCaprio. You can be
now, there's
cool.
A whole
you
bunch of other it. Movies that all were scripted to come out right now. Remember, produced 3 years ago, released a year and a half ago, Civil War, but that is also the fantasy of Antifa uprisings, the public joins it, the military joins against Trump, kills a Trump figure in the White House. That's what the left's calling for now. So they're literally predictive programming this.
Absolutely they are. And conditioning people to believe this is the way in which to go about. And especially, imagine for all of that, the sort of disaffected youth, you know, that, you know, politically right now are going lots of different directions, literally all around the world. You know, I mean, we've had Zoomer rebellions from Nepal to Europe to Latin America. And so the nature of this is that this is who this is targeted at. It's targeted at that sort of disconnected, disaffiliated, angry, irritated Zoomer brought up on big tech and big pharma.
And we're in the fourth turning, so even the CIA, which I'm not against, the middle's being toppled, is funding the Zoomers right now in Tehran. It's a fourth turning. It's everywhere.
Absolutely it is. And what we're seeing is the blowback. Once this was done, I thought there should have been a lot more cultural condemnation of this film. And it's pernicious. I mean, I said that this film has the potential to be what Birth of a Nation was, first movie ever shown in the White House by Democratic President Woodrow Wilson. Was a film that celebrated the Ku Klux Klan. And what happened within a year, the Ku Klux Klan took off across the country, not only in the South, but in the Midwest, places like Indiana, places like, you know, all over the places in New York, parts of the country, all parts of the country, in ways that the Klan had never been before. And it was a pernicious, proto-fascistic force. I mean, it was really what was behind, you know, Tulsa, Oklahoma, when that, you know, then they burned
exactly.
down.
And I looked this up. There were dozens of films the last 3 years, like this big budget one and like Civil War. So this is what they're planning. I just noticed that this woman got shot like an hour and a half ago. Instantly, the Democrats said it was a murder, George Floyd 2.0. And then you see all the smashed vehicles. Looks like a ramming. DHS says it was. That fits. We'll see the truth of this. We don't just take that as, you know, they're telling us the truth every time, though. They've been very accurate so far. But I don't think they're going to care one way or another. They're just going to spin this. How do you think we counter this?
Yeah, and that's a good point. Richard Barris, Mark Mitchell of Rasmussen reports, they've been finding in the data. One question is, I am bothered by the fact that somehow protesters know where ICE is operating. That's one key problem. But putting that aside, the other problem is at least perception wise, is should they stay masked and in military uniforms? I think that's the optics that they want, the other side wants. So
Hakeem Jeffries and all them a year ago said, we're going to dox you, we're going to harass you, we're going to come after you. I'm surprised they go out and get shot at and bricks thrown at them when they're just serving court orders. And I'm not all for paramilitary masks, but that's when you do it, is you wear a mask when you're being hunted. It's one thing if you wear a mask to be secret police, but if you wear a mask because you're following a court order and they're hunting you, I guess they're just supposed to go out and say, by the way, here's my home address, come kill me?
That's the problem. That's a conundrum. That's what I was curious, your thoughts, because they're just finding in the polling data that it's resonating negatively and the Democrats are getting their net plus out of the fact that, as you note, they have to be dressed the way they are to protect their own safety personally, and so that they're not doxxed, so that they're not harassed, so that all these things are happening anyway, but that it doesn't follow them home. And so very understandable and acceptable concern on their side, but it's playing into the Democratic narrative. The Democratic narrative that they're going to re-script in all of this, because you know they're going to, as you point out, they're going to retell this story. This story is going to be nice innocent, sweet middle America protester summarily executed by Trump's military force. Now, this is part of why I'm concerned about, you know, the Venezuela and other things, is that certain things make that perception easier for the media to get away with.
I totally agree. This just broke. So it turns out DHS told the truth. Didn't matter, Tim Walz, all of them jumped the gun within minutes and said, no, it's George Floyd, they murdered her. No, here it is. Breaking video shows the moment a woman tried to run over ICE agents with her vehicle in Minneapolis, resulting in her being shot. And it goes on, them attacking them, throwing rocks at them, bottles, all of it, agents. So again, breaking video shows the moment a woman tried to run over ICE agents with her vehicle in Minneapolis, resulting in her being shot. Tim Walz calling ICE Gestapo is exactly why this stuff happens. Shame on Walz and Mayor Fry. Fry said 2 weeks ago, ICE is going to be killed. So you got crowds attacking people doing their lawful duty, then them spinning when she got shot, saying they just killed her in cold blood. Leftists out there on camera saying, oh, she was just innocent. They just shot her for no reason. Again, paid professional liars finally getting what they wanted to. When you look at the faces of the people, once you've been shot, they look like it's Christmas. These agitators are so happy. They have apps the Democrats have set up. Different cities like L.A. and others have rapid reaction forces to send these people out to harass them. This is their plan. Let's go to the footage from the start. Here it is.
Get the f*** out of our neighborhood.
Out talk.
So, they're in front of the vehicle. She tries to run them over, and they're trained to do that. This is very, very sad. And then she rams in the back of a vehicle, obviously, after she'd been shot. A true tragedy, but that's the hysteria that's been created here. Let's play that video again so Robert Barnes can give his take on it. Here it is.
Get the f*** out of our neighborhood.
Well, this is what they've been looking for. We can't really see the footage from the agent's perspective, but it looks like he is in front of the vehicle when she does that. Could you argue either way? Did he overreact? This is the hysteria, them throwing things, screaming at him, yelling at him. They've been wanting this. They've been waiting for this. We'll have to get the body cam footage and the other angles, but this could go either way here, Barnes. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. Because I'm glad you re-showed that, because that's what I was curious, the angle, that particular camera angle we don't have, where the actual ICE officers are. I assume these are ICE officers rather than people guarding ICE. Because it looks like one of them, it would be in the left-hand front corner from when she's driving to when she's shot. Yeah, it does look like that one guy would have been potentially run over. So and then the key is, did he fire the shot or did somebody else fire the shot? I assume that guy's wearing body cam.
It looks like he's not the guy, because it looks like his hands are basically down while the shots are going off. So we don't know who was out of camera angle there.
Right. Yeah. I am wondering who was it that did I'm thinking maybe it's the middle guy that pulled it, that did the shot.
Well, note to the left, if you go out and surround people and start ramming them and bashing their cars and throwing water bottles and rocks at them and screaming and all the rest of it, and then you got vehicles driving around, you know, it's not a safe place. It's not safe to be doing that.
Oh, and my view is this is likely self-defense. It's not quite as clear as it could be, I should say. So I assume they're wearing body cameras, but I don't know if they are.
He had his gun out, though. That might have been him.
Yep.
Well, look, you put him in this stressful situation with all of them getting rammed and killed and shot, and then somebody drives a car at him. A lot of these guys, you know, have the instinct to do that. So I hadn't seen him in the earlier video. Now, I think it looks like the guy that was in front of the vehicle that she drove towards, is the shooter. Here, but we're not sure yet. Well, they're going to definitely try to have a civil war over this. They finally got something.
Yeah. I mean, and they're going to keep building to this. And that's where, we have to enforce the laws, and we can't, as you note, allow them to just hijack cities by threats of violence. On the flip side, politically, you know, how Trump handles it in perception, is going to matter too, because it's unfortunately the reality of it. This is a narrative war as much as it is a digital war and an online war.
That's right. And once he learns more, you know, depending on what the facts are, he's just saying, very sad they attack everybody. Very sad. It's bedlam and insane. So terrible. They shot up all these ICE facilities and shot up the vans and, you know, killed these agents over here and did all this, and just show a reel of their violence for like 5 minutes and say, this is, and show MSNBC headlines. We need blood. We need to get in their faces till they kill one of us. Then we have a pretext. What's crazy is they admit the Podesta planned that, and they admit in all these shows, this is what they want. It's so crazy. So I just think Trump points out, they're the ones that wanted this. They're the ones that pushed this.
And the other thing is, we've got, as you've been calling for a year now, but especially since the murder of Charlie Kirk, we need to break up the funding for all of this stuff. You know, we got to go after the NGOs, and we got to go after Trantifa. I mean, they just tried to plan to murder J.D. Vance. Another one of these Trantifa people was at his house. Somehow got to his house.
Attacked Secret Service with a hammer vehicle, broke in, smashing stuff in the house, and of course, it's a Trantifa.
Exactly. And what if he had been there? That should never be able to happen anyway. Putting that, in terms of his security as vice president, even when he's not physically located there, that was a breach of security in detail, in my opinion. But
shows how psychotic they are, that this lunatic,
yes, exactly,
who's got this big leftist doctor, you know, donor, wouldn't even look up where the vice president was, and he was at the residence in D.C. Just crazed, just like a zombie attacking.
I mean, it's Manchurian. Well, Candace goes off on her thing. The more interesting angle that you have talked about is how these Trantifa types look like Manchurian candidates. I mean, and you're telling me nobody's nudging these people? That nobody is helping to radicalize a Tyler Robinson? I don't think so. Everything about it screams Trantifa connected. I think that his message to the Discord board, his message to his partner was, hey, I got caught. But I'm not going to put it that way. So clean up and clear out. As you've been pointing out, if you were looking at, remember James Corbett was talking about how the trans movement itself, the trans idea, the trans ideology has roots in eugenics and the deep state connected parties. So we need to crack this at the very top and at the foundation. We need to crack it at the top with the NGOs and crack it at the foundation in these Trantifa movements. There need to be a lot more arrest. To deter and discourage and dissuade this from even being a possibility. Because outside of those rare few people, you're not going to find many people willing to engage in this kind of violent disruption.
Well, that's right. People willing to cut off genitals and go on a bunch of drugs, who don't know who they are, programmed by a culture, leftist magazines with them with machine guns, we're going to kill you, we're coming for you, transvestite rage. I mean, this is open mind control.
Oh, and it's perfect for a Manchurian candidate type for two reasons. One, anybody that's involved with trans, I've done represented people in domestic abuse cases, victims of domestic abuse for a long time. The number one red flag for violence, intimate, extreme violence is trans. So if you're involved in a trans relationship, over 80% chance there will be intimate violence. So you've got a high level of predisposition to violence. And then second, anybody who doesn't know what gender they are is someone who you can easily brainwash. And that makes them a particularly, if you were brainstorming, who is the group that we could get to be Manchurian candidate murderers and assassins and disruptors and instigators and all the rest? Trans would be at the top of that list.
They're willing to murder their own identity. They're willing to do this. By the way, I've watched the footage like 10 times now. It's not the first cop that she almost runs over. There's one that's even more in front who barely jumps out of the way. And then you can see he's the one that shoots. And you can say under the adrenaline, he jumps back and then instinctively pulls and fires, which these guys are trained to do, or you're dead. You know, big iron on his hip. It's all about instinctive shooting. You're dead. And you can see it right there. He barely jumps out of the way, and instinctively, because there's more people up ahead that she's about to hit. And I think it's a clean shoot right there. Tried to kill him with a deadly weapon. What are you supposed to do?
Yeah, I mean, it looks from the angle, that's what it looks like to me. Because people are going to probably get confused by how this.
Let's come right back with this.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow grass fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. I'm funded by you, and I appreciate your support very humbly. Thank you for your support, those that have. Those that have it, what are you waiting for? Our information is bar none the best. The supplements are game-changing. The Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the widest selection of Patriot Apparel t-shirts, ball caps, hoodies, sweaters, you name it. But there's a deal going for a few more days where you buy any supplement and get a bottle of the Shilajit gummies or Atomic Defense Super Immune Booster free. You choose which free gift you want. That funds our operation at thealexjonesstore.com. I want to thank those that have stood with us. If you're going to buy anything, become a VIP. Just in your profile, $30 a month, cancel any time, no charge. You get $40 every time you spend $30 to spend. So you make $10, you're going to buy anything, you should be a VIP. You get special deals, special offers, special sales on top of everything. Also, you get big discounts when you use the app for Android or for Apple at alexjonesapp.com. This links you through to get the free apps right there. So it's the same shopping cart online. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support with so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry. The InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time. So take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we'll track this. Nick Soros popping in 15 minutes in the next hour on this from the scene in Minnesota, but I've got to go pull the MSNBC articles and the New York Times articles and on the ground, the organizers saying, and all of them, I mean, we've covered it ad nauseum, that we're going to get in their face and finally there'll be some violence and then we'll have an uprising on that. I'm like, whoa, they could also false flag, have other operatives shoot up one of these demonstrations and blame ICE. So this just came out from Homeland Security, a press release. Today, ICE officers in Minneapolis were conducting targeted operations when rioters began blocking ICE officers. You've seen all the video of that. And one of these violent rioters weaponized her vehicle, attempting to run over our law enforcement officers and attempt to kill them, an act of domestic terrorism. An ICE officer, fearing for his life, the lives of his fellow law enforcement, and for the safety of the public, fired defensive shots. He used his training and saved his own life and that of his fellow officers. The alleged perpetrator was hit and is deceased. The ICE officers who were hurt are expected to make full recoveries. This is a direct consequence of the constant attacks and demonization of our officers by sanctuary politicians who fuel and encourage rampant assaults on our law enforcement and who are facing 1,300% increase in assaults against them and an 8,000% increase in death threats. This is an evolving situation. We will give the public more information as soon as it becomes available. Whether it's foreign policy or domestically, Trump's told them, do your job, we'll back you, the gloves are off. I think the left going with the Podesta plan and one battle after another, I don't think this is going to end well for them. The problem is we need to finish up with this and segue into Venezuela. You've got real reservations about where this is going and how it ties in everything else that's happening. Robert Martin's finishing up, though, on what just happened in Minnesota.
Yeah, it does look to me like a self-defense case that he had reasonable fear for his safety. I think there'll be probably some misleading video footage. I'm sure there'll be some AI fakes, forthcoming. So, people make sure, you're alert for that. You get the original material. But it looks to me like and I think what mislead some people is it appears to veer like it's going a different direction than at the officer, but I believe that only happens after he shoots. And so the driver is then dead, and that's what causes the to swerve back. But you notice when it's first coming out, it looks like it's heading right to the officer who appears to be the one who have pulled his gun and defended
himself. Absolutely, lightning fast reflexes, because as soon as you hear the first pop, then it jerks and turns, and then
exactly. Correct. I mean, because you look at where that angle is, and that's the key. It's going off towards him. And then leans back the way the vehicle, I'm sure they're going to try to pretend that the vehicle is
just. He sees this SUV going right at him. He pulls lightning fast. Talk about fastest gun in the West. And then instantly it turns.
Exactly. And the way it looks to me, the way she's not only accelerating, but it looks to me like she was trying to turn the driver, was trying to run him over. By the way, in fact, the vehicle isn't going in a straight direction. It initially is coming out and appears to be going left right at where he is.
And you notice
now
he jumps back while firing his gun at the same time. He would have been hit.
Yeah, exactly. And it appears that was her intention. As if you're his position. Yeah, see how it missed that little left turn right when it's starting to go? Exactly. I mean, that tells me that she was not only hitting the gas, but she was turning to run him over. So, cause I'm sure that the media, the left, the rest are going to pretend that she was just trying to drive out of there. But that is not by that first direction of the vehicle making that quick left turn, in a left direction. That means she was trying to murder him. And if you're in his position, that's exactly what you see. You don't see, and I think the voice that's right before then is get out of the vehicle, pull back. So they're not expecting her to be driving it at all. They're expecting vehicle off, she getting out of the vehicle, and instead,
but let's be clear,
it's all
they're
of a
ramming,
sudden,
they're already attacking vehicles, blocking them, hitting them. They're not even going after those people. What had she done to them to be saying get out? What had she done before that?
Correct, exactly. And clearly someone that's being very disruptive, doing something that is, they are perceived already as threatening their physical safety, and I don't think they're physically where they're at around her vehicle and are approaching it from behind. I mean, it looks like they almost had to kind of chase it down unless they thought she's about to get out. So my guess is that what we'll likely see with some footage is something that looks like she's going to get out. Because it doesn't look like she's reaching for something in the vehicle, because otherwise they would be ready to get with their guns already.
Yeah, with all the already insane behavior going on, they're not even going to people throwing bottles at them and snowballs and hitting their cars. What had she done to have them all running up on her to begin with?
Precisely, precisely. You have them seeing her as she's doing something very disruptive and troubling. And you notice how it's not moving at all. So when they stop, they're thinking, okay, she's now stopped. She's not obviously moving anything with her hands, or that you would see more defensive reactions of them. It's she's acting like she's going to get out of that vehicle. I think the most reasonable interpretation from what we see in the course of conduct and the inferences we can make. And all of a sudden she hits the gas and goes. So I suspect they thought the car maybe wasn't even, you know, zooming, but I think it was still on, but it's such a low simmer. But you can see they're almost perfectly still. They hop out and they, oh, okay, this will be, you know, she's ready to stop and we just got to get under control. And she's planning on ramming him. And we know that by the sudden acceleration, or we can infer that, and by the location of where he's at and the movement of the vehicle, not only the acceleration of the vehicle, but the movement of it in the left, that little left, movement that you see almost right away. Yeah, you see, it even looks like he has bleed, like, yeah, right there, that first movement is to the left. It's not, I'm trying to pull out of here. That movement is counter where the direction of where the vehicle originally is. And that's how you can make a reasonable inference.
I just can't believe his reflexes. He jumps back while it's happening and obviously shoots her right in the head. And then, boom, she turns the wheel. I mean, that was amazing.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Not amazing.
I mean, lucky not to be dead.
Amazingly quick.
Yeah, and lucky not to be that he's not dead. Okay, here's another angle. Ah, I see what happened. Yep, all right. Yeah, that's pretty darn. I don't know what else he could have done in that situation without risking his own life. But that's a very useful, that second angle is very good.
Well, useful. Let's roll that again with audio. We need to know why were they, cause they're all under attack, folks. They're not just chasing some woman for no reason. You see them in retreat all the time. What did she do before? That's the question. Roll with audio. Start it over.
Oh, yeah. She was aiming right for it.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
I'll stop right there. I don't know if we haven't bleeped yet. Back it up to the beginning here. Bleep that, guys. Wow. Well, it's just a dangerous situation. You bring in 30 million illegals, 25, whatever, 40 million under Obama total. You had it all together from Obama to now. And all the human trafficking, the murder, the death, all the highway chases every day. You create this, it's the law, you send people to do their job, you come attack them, create the hysteria. I'm surprised there hasn't been more of this already. Barnes, I've been marveling that, you know.
This is the Somali community. I mean, you've detailed that. This is Black Hawk Down. These are people that lost the Civil War. Now, America unfortunately helps sponsor that Civil War, because God bless us, but we can't seem to help ourselves. But we're still bombing Somalia. We've been bombing them since 1989. It's like New Year. Ah, we're still bombing Somalia. But Ilhan Omar's father, a lot of these people are some of the nastiest people, and the CIA brought these people.
He was the top general that killed 200,000 people in a genocide. When they overthrew him, she ran here with him. And then she lectures us on regime change.
Yeah, exactly. These are some of the nastiest, meanest, most vicious people in the world. It's like the ones we brought in from Afghanistan, where, you know, you've interviewed Kyle Serafin. I mean, you know, he's told the story of how he discovered that right on our own U.S. territory, President Joe Biden brought in these Afghani terrorists, and other vicious people who brought their boy toys with them that they were raping and abusing on U.S. territory. I mean, Serafin had to personally get involved to free the kid. I mean, it's not just the cultural gap. It's not just the other issues, like why do Indian immigrants, for example, usually do well in America? It's because they come from a lot of intellectual capital. It's not everybody in India that's coming here. It's people that if you go through the normal legal immigration process, chances are good that you are a more capable, you're going to fit in easier. You're going to blend in easier. Like you look at African immigrants that have come into D.C., most of them came from more professional cultures and backgrounds, or were themselves the top of the top in their community. They've succeeded and achieved very, very well. It's one of the things that gives a lie to the allegations of race driving things is look at the history of black immigrants into the United States. They've actually done quite well. Until we decided to let's bring in some of the meanest, nastiest criminals and their supporters. that was guaranteed to end up like this. You know, I mean, you can understand the Libyan and Syrian refugees, turning out the way they did in Europe. That was a function of the Civil War and the rest. But here, we, I mean, those Somalis were not going to be able to make it here on their own. We, this is who the CIA helped recruit, the United States. And so, you know, when ISIS, they're going into literal war zones now. That between Antifa, Trantifa creating a war zone atmosphere and environment, trying to radicalize the normies, convince them that you too can join the underground railroad of the modern era by standing up for these poor victims of human oppression and from the fascistic Trump, etc. And you can be Leonard DiCaprio if you want to. You want to be Leonard DiCaprio. You don't want to be old Sean Penn, as the movie seems to pitch. Enjoying the revolution because it's cool, it's hip, and it's chic, and it's
well,
what's
trendy. Let me ask you this. I want to get into geopolitics. I want to be clear. I've war-gamed all the angles. I understand Trump's move. I understand why he thinks it's the right thing to reassert U.S. dominance, to get the $18 trillion oil under our control, to kick China out, all that. But I've been saying since day one with experts I've had on, I'm worried about it being Vietnam, the militia rising up. They're already doing it. So I want to be clear. I was not endorsing all this. I was happy that this leg went well, but then I said, you got to worry about second, third, fourth order of this. So what is your view on where this is all going? That ties into Greenland, ties into Iran about to fall, all these major moves happening.
Yeah, I think, I mean, the key is to be wary of the risks and the downside. And my concern is that some members of the administration are being misled. So I think they've been misled by that there's a corrupt former general who joined Guido, or Guido, how you want to pronounce his name, back in 2019, who got expelled, got arrested, indicted, imprisoned by first the Biden administration, then the Trump administration. And he's been pitching all kinds of stories, about how he can unravel the 2020 election and all this other stuff. He's a complete lying fraudster. So my concern is if Trump administration takes
the bait
on
some irrational exuberance. And Trump, just because the snatch and grab went well, that he should then go in, because he's talking about Cuba, Colombia. I'm definitely against that.
Absolutely. And I think the other risk is he's also being told by people I've talked to. I'll be in D.C. tomorrow and Friday to talk to a bunch of folks as well. But he's been led to believe two things, that it's easy to develop the oil in Venezuela. In fact, that, you know, Chavez and Maduro have been lying about what the actual accessible reserves are, oil reserves are in Venezuela for quite some time. A lot of people have done independent assessments of that, say it's nowhere near, it's probably 5 to 10%. Of what's there, and that much of what that is cannot be extracted at scale unless oil and gas prices are higher than they currently are.
And if the communist rebels who said they're not giving up and have already taken over Caracas again, if they start shooting oil field workers, you can forget it anyways.
Exactly. And the other risk that you warned about is the Civil War risk. And I think that risk is much higher. Like, I see Trump pushing, and Rubio and others are telling him, push hard, you'll get everything you want. The problem is, if we push too hard, it may all fall apart because they're already kind of at the new president, who was the vice president, her brother is involved in charge of the parliament, or the leader of the parliament. But she only controls one wing of those militias. So you've got the military, you've got the National Guard, you've got the police, but in fact the real power on the ground in Venezuela, as you've been showing the videos of, are these roaming militias. Maduro, before they took him, had basically armed over 1 million Venezuelan young men with machine guns and the like. So in order to deter an invasion, the issue isn't so much, I don't think Trump has any appetite and recognizes the high risk of trying to go in and actually have, even though he's talking big about boots on the ground, I think he knows that.
Yeah, we can easily topple a regime, but we can't occupy it. That's totally different.
Exactly. It's what you've been pointing out for 20 years, that there's all this risk, and that they're like the people that are, people tell me, hey, Barnes, criminals have low IQ. And I'm like, no, caught criminals have low IQ. So the people that you're measuring the IQ of are people actually inmates. And the reason is they're only one step thinkers, as we've talked about before. In other words, they're people that, oh, I like the purse, I'll steal it. Oh, how do I get away with it? They don't think about step two. And God bless them, but our CIA never thinks about step two. And I'm getting strong vibes that they haven't thought about step two again. And that they're lying to the president about how easy it will be, about how successful it will be. And they're using the success, like they always do, of the very first step. You know, when we first go
in,
they're
smart. They're setting Trump up.
Exactly. That's the big, I think they see it as win-win. The CIA thinks, look, either we get to depose someone we don't like and part of the regime. CIA's long loved Venezuela. It's the reason why they had to drop the whole Cartel of the Sun stuff from the indictment, because it was the CIA who started it. And they don't want the CIA doesn't want that to be on public broadcast in a federal trial. So like, well, we dropped that little part of it. Let's go to the other stuff. They've loved Venezuela. You've covered this in detail. Back in the 60s and 70s, remember that famous, one of the first, true black, they called him the Black Godfather, drug dealer that disappeared to Venezuela, never to be found, was escaped criminal justice from the United States for forever, because they went through Marseille to Venezuela after Castro took over Cuba and kicked them out. So there's a long history of all that. The problem is a lot of you got those groups up in the jungles. You got FARC and you got all the rest. So you got left-wing militias, right-wing militias.
It's bordering Colombia, all of it, exactly. So I academically explain this, and some listeners are confused. I know why Trump's doing it. I think it's from a position he thinks is right. That doesn't mean I agree with doing all of it. I'm simply wargaming the angles. But what about U.S. dominance? What about Greenland? The old global order is over. The rule-based system's over. Now it is China, Russia, the U.S., NATO trying to stay pertinent with the EU and getting us into a war. So what do we do then? I mean, does Trump not project power into Panama? Does he not project power into Greenland? Because the Chinese are already taking it over. I mean, what does Trump do? Because if he doesn't, basically exercise our power, then the dollar dies and we're up a creek without a paddle. And I'm not endorsing all this. I'm just saying that we know the thinking's coming out of this.
Oh yeah, no doubt. And my concern is he's being misled so that if it goes south, they get to blame him. They get a win-win because they either get a win because the net effect of what Trump is doing actually is successful and they get to replace Venezuela. But if it goes south and it blows up on Trump, they get to take out Trump, which is their second objective. Because the CIA just keeps lying left and right to the president about a wide range of things, about they're really on the verge of almost civil war because the Minister of Interior and Defense has control of half of the military and the police and these militias, and the president has control of only the other half. So that could be we're just trying to give him some warnings. Be careful about where the CIA is trying to lead you. As to the global geopolitics, we've talked about it. The best way to break the back of the globalists, the best way to dominate vis-a-vis China, is to have rapprochement with Russia. You got a conservative, culturally Christian kindred nation that can fuel itself, feed itself, and defend itself, that is the biggest continental power in the world. And Trump was right 10 years ago when he said America would be best off if we got along with Russia. And what would that do? Who does China now depend on for most of its natural resources? Russia, who has a bunch of rare earths, far more rare earths than Venezuela could ever imagine having, far more oil and gas than Russia could ever imagine have, Venezuela could ever have. It's Russia. The CIA, it appears to me, based on other people I've talked to, it was the CIA that tried to murder Putin last week, or 10 days ago. That was actually not Ukraine, that was the CIA. And they tried to do it while Putin was waiting for Trump's call, because they saw that as the timing to do it. And they lied, Ratcliffe lied to Trump, and told
That's
Trump,
like
oh no, we were just trying
to Qatar to that meeting and then killing him there.
Exactly. They're setting him up. From the people I talked to, Trump never authorized any of it. Trump didn't authorize Israel to bomb Hamas's negotiators, didn't authorize them to go forward with the attacks on Iran when they were going to meet Witkoff. He didn't authorize the CIA to attack Putin. You saw that as natural response. You're like, this is outrageous that this kind of attack happened. And then Ratcliffe convinced him, oh no, they're exaggerating. We just happened to be sending a drone thing near his house. And then they claimed it wasn't going in even the same vicinity. And the Russians got the drone, got the map, gave it to the U.S., and it shows the map inside the drone is right to Putin's house. Which, by the way, is also the nuclear command center for Russia. That's what else is there.
Which is 2.0 of Operation Spiderweb. Very provocative, beyond provocative. So Trump needs to fire Ratcliffe. He needs to fire Bondi. He needs to fire Todd Blanche. I mean, look, we can say he doesn't know. We know they're lying under his nose. Confirmed. Then it still goes to him. Who does he need to fire?
Oh, Bondi's a disaster. Because of her continuous handling. I mean, what passed yesterday, Alex? The statute of limitations for almost every crime related to election 2020, because that was tied to January 6th, and most federal criminal statutes have a 5-year statute of limitations. What also passed? everything related to the Fed's erection. You were right there on the ground. You got to see the Fed's erection in live time. You were telling people it was a trap with the broadcasting. It's a trap. Trap, you know, like the Star Wars movie. It's a trap. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get back. You offered to go up into the Capitol grounds and tell everybody, get out. That would have solved the problem, yet they refused.
Hey, Barnes, stay there. Oh. I know you're busy. I got Nick Swartor in 15 minutes. Can you do 50 more minutes with us?
Yeah, no problem.
All right, tell us how we find your shows. You do three or four shows. They're all very popular. How do people find everything Robert Barnes?
Oh, sure. For all the geopolitical law context, law and politics context, a lot of great community information, vivabarneslaw.locals.com. So vivabarneslaw.locals.com is where you can find all of that. And you can follow me at Barnes_law on X, where we have fun debates, dialogue, and discussion all day. No question that if the president handles it right, he can protect America's geopolitical interests, protect his own political interests, but he's just got to be careful. The CIA is trying to rat trap him like Kennedy 1962, into a wide range of disasters.
All right, stay there. Coming right back with Barnes. He's dead on. We're going to lay it all out. The Nick Swartor from Minnesota. Then so much more today. I intend to open the phones up too and take your calls. And also the news I haven't had. Remember, I'm funded not by Qatar, not by Israel, not by Republicans, not by anybody. I'm funded by you. And I sell you great products. You're going to love them. The listeners that order the products, we have an 80%+ reorder on things like methylene blue. 70%+ on the regular supplements. Nobody's got that. That's how good they work. And we have this sale bigly, because I don't own it. It's our sponsor. Came up with is the biggest ever. It's totally insane. They extended it for one day only. One part of the sale goes on for another 5-6 days, but the main part ends tonight. Now, listen to this carefully. TheAlexJonesStore.com is ending 47% off store-wide tonight at midnight. That's Wednesday, January 7th. Everything on TheAlexJonesStore.com is 47% off. No discount code needed. Just check out 47% off the top. Also, now listen to this. I thought they ended this. When you order any supplement, methylene blue, Irish sea moss, bovine colostrum, doesn't matter, all the best. When you order any supplement, you get your choice of a free bottle of Atomic Defense, the very best immune boosting, so important this time of the year, or a huge bottle of Shilajit gummies. We have the best Shilajit, energizes your whole body, stamina, libido, focus. You either free gift you want, on top of 47% off, added to your order. That is an insane deal. That's 47% off your purchase in a major free gift of Shilajit gummies or Atomic Defense Immune Booster. That is an insane deal. And every month they give away a super American-made off-road vehicle. But there's a crossover every few months where for 1 week, when you buy anything, you get put in not one time, but 50 times in the raffle to win one of the vehicles. But in this 1 week period, you get put in the raffle for both vehicles. The one deal ending and the new one starting. And $10,000 cash. Every order placed today gets you 50x entries to win two vehicles, our Ford Raptor and $10,000 cash. And the next big promo that's now started, the brand new Ford F-250 diesel, $10,000 cash on top of it. So you can potentially win both. That is amazing. 50 times entries every time you do it. The sale ends tonight, January 7th at midnight. That's the 47% off. But it'll continue on for a few more days get a free bottle of Atomic Defense or the pineapple-flavored, natural-flavored Shilajit gummies. Amazing. Shilajit's not a sexy name. Methylene Blue's not a sexy name. Bovine Colostrum, not a sexy name. Irish sea moss has a sexy name, but what it does is sexy. We only sell stuff that really works. Get yours now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Hour number three, straight ahead.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Incredible analysis. I already said this 5 times, I'm going to say it again. Lenin, who was evil but was smart, said there are decades when nothing happens and weeks when decades happen. We are in the fourth turning, demographically, culturally, with the quickening, with the AI, the technology. The old order is gone. There's a scramble for the new order. I want people to recognize Trump is trying his best in that new order. I'm not even agreeing with a lot of what he does. But this is an academic discussion. When I war game different angles of it, I'm not endorsing those angles. I'm treating you like an adult, not talking points. So people actually get the full spectrum. But what's definitely been discredited is the globalist. We'll talk about election fraud next segment with Barnes. Just briefly putting bookends on the international here. Obviously, I know you know this, but they admit the globalist order is over. The rules-based UN in charge. That's good because they're evil transhumanists, but it does create this power vacuum. To use the Hobbit analogy, the Battle of Five Armies, and can you elaborate on that, give your take on it, and how you think, not just Trump, but what do we do? As Kennedy said, don't ask what your country can do for you, what can you do for your country? What can we be doing to pick the right path and stabilize, but also communicate to the public? Trump ain't perfect, but if his plan doesn't work, I don't think anybody disagrees, he's smart, we are fucked.
Yeah, I think the key for the president is to, you know, the national security advice statement, you know, written, co-authored by Elbridge Colby that was published about a month ago about where the national security focus of the administration is going to be and where America needs to be, I think is on the right course. It talks about spheres of influence. It talks about rapprochement with Russia. It talks about, you know, containing but not creating kinetic conflict with China. Talks about getting out of the Europe management business. It relegates the Middle East to something that should not be the centerpiece of our attention. So the key is for Trump to stick with that script and to avoid the CIA traps along the way. They'll try to and say, hey, this went so well, Mr. President. Let's do it again in Colombia. Let's do it again in Cuba. Let's do it again in Mexico. Let's do it again somewhere else. That's one of the traps. The other trap is if he pushes too hard at Venezuela, all of a sudden we got a civil war. Then we've got all kinds of, we got refugee crises. We got drug explosion. We got everything he's trying to get falls apart if there's a chaos and collapse in Venezuela. It would defeat the whole point and purpose. So I think he's got to maintain the good advice that Vice President Vance and Elbridge Colby and Tulsi Gabbard and Joe Kent and others are giving him, and not take the trap of what narco Marco Rubio and what Soros Scotty and what Treasury and what the Ratcliffe is trying to pitch him. And if he maintains that path, this chaotic time period, this vacuum, as you identify, can be filled with America's constitutional republic principles, with some resource realism around it. And on the other hand, the problem is a lot of these globalists have their own agenda. So, you know, they have their own agenda in Ukraine. They have their own agendas to China. They have their own agenda in the Middle East. They have their own agenda in Latin America. And they want to sabotage the president by entrapping the president into undue involvement in some of these conflicts and misdirecting military resources in ways that could embarrass the president rather than protect the president politically. Because if politically we fall apart in the midterms, then a lot of this gets sidetracked anyway, because then we got impeachments, investigations, and all the rest.
That leads us where we're going to close with you. Is the midterms, the election fraud, everything you covered as one of Trump's lawyers exposing the fraud, you and I traveling the country, has come out just like we said. Where does that go next? The president's trying to move with his task force. They say sometime this month they're going to release massive evidence of it. We'll cover that when we come back in 60 seconds.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
As a teaching moment. That, you know, there's a lot of, I see a lot of these people out there who think they can imitate Alex Jones, and they have never understood the amount of work that goes in to the detailed reports that you do. That it, part of that is, but the second part is, okay, if you're out there and you want to be Alex Jones or replicate Alex Jones, Alex teaches you the way to do it, just pay attention. One is learn history. Understand history. Understand what templates to look for. Once you understand that, you understand what the play is going to look like. And then you're just looking to, for who to cast in what roles. Because you understand the broader course of history. How these things tend to operate. How assassinations tend to occur. How cover-ups tend to happen. How false flags occur. How staged events occur. How also could the various forms of COINTELPRO type psyops to infiltrate dissident movements to distract them from the real conspiracy into fake conspiracy. In order to feed a fake conspiracies into people who otherwise would be investigating the real conspiracy. Also to act as a discrediting agent. So learn the methodologies, learn how to look at what's, how to review sources, how to understand the psychology of the participants involved. Once you understand that, you can be much more accurate and predictive at what took place with more explanatory power and more predictive capacity. And that's what Alex does, is massive amounts of work that starts with understanding history.
Man, I'm not glazing Barnes. I could call Barnes up. And he's not been watching my show, and I've been watching his, so we both watched some a little bit. And I can say, hey, this is what I'm thinking. What do you think? And he'll finish my sentence, just like I can do with General Flynn or so many others, because we've got the grasp of the depth of the knowledge. And we're here trying to get other people to understand how that works, because we're not trying to give you fish. We're trying to teach you how to fish. And look, I know a lot of you are smarter than I am in many ways. I'm not up here. We're talking about the public that doesn't know. And now, just because we've had this global awakening, we're being lied to, there are a lot of newbies that don't really have depth, and they just kind of come up with real conspiracy theories that have no basis in reality. Or little factoids that don't matter that they build whole things around. And I need to stop talking about Candace Owens. I just got mad when I learned this Mitch Snow is a con man. Now it's been totally proven, and I tried to warn her and got attacked by her and her surrogates. And I'm just like, you know, there's real cover-up in Kirk's assassination, I think. Why are we doing this? And now they're like, oh, our big thing is the day he reportedly shot him, 3 hours later he's eating a steak. And I'm not even doubting she actually has a real source at the steakhouse or whatever. And he's sending text messages the whole time, they say, which is what was. So it's like people go, oh, look, everything she ever said is credible. Even though last night I got home and I saw that. I said, should I call that steakhouse? And I said, no, I bet I'm not even going to doubt her. I'm not even trying to police her. It's just this Mitch Snow guy put out all these lies, verifiable, convicted of a crime. His wife releases the video of him committing the crime. He said she committed everything he did. And then all these other lies. And then he's the Zodiac killer's son. And her supporters said, yeah, he is a Zodiac killer's son. He offered to give DNA. They don't know who he is. They don't have a DNA sample. It's this Gnostic insanity where you project some stupid Q thing up that can't be proven one way or the other. And I'm just like, that's not who we are. I don't want to fight with Candace. And I get emotional about it because, I mean, I'm really being truthful here. I don't mean to go off into her. I want to finish up on the election fraud and the big challenge we've got in the midterms. And you vindicated as Trump's lawyer and I flying around Georgia, you know, everywhere else, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Arizona. The numbers Trump said, we said, 250,000 illegals voting or people not on the rolls in Arizona. And then, in Georgia, 375,000. I mean, we nailed it again. Like, real world, 2 years ago. Haven't been selling gold and silver for 14 years because it was a down market and speculative. Now get in. I believe it'll double the next 2 years, more than double. I mean, folks, it's about reality, but you've got to have grasp of the data. And it's not about who the king or queen of the high school dance is, folks, or the prom. I don't care about that. I want to win. I realize how much danger we're in, but then I see this rise of people not informed, so instead of doing the research, knowing how things work, okay, you know the system lies. That doesn't mean you believe any other pipe dream. Can you briefly speak to that?
Oh, absolutely. And what is it? We got to steer people to the correct path. So you can always be skeptical of the official narrative, but also be skeptical of two convenient alternative narratives that appear to distract you and help the adversary rather than unmask the adversary. And it's always important to do, and you spent a long time. I mean, I know we got a lot of heat when we said QAnon was not trustworthy in the fall of 2020 and that it was leading people down the primrose path. But, you know, that lady that got shot at the Capitol, part of it was she believed the QAnon story, I suspect, and thought that she was going in to help the white hats arrest the black hats. Because remember we were having to debate people and explain that General Milley is not a trustworthy guy in the Pentagon? Remember they wanted Milley in charge and in control? And like, so all of that was designed. Every great crime needs a great patsy. And a lot of the stuff on Smartmatic and other aspects were more patsies in 2020. They stole the election the old-fashioned way. They got a bunch of illegal ballots and they stuffed them in the ballot box. And we now know that, confirmed by what was in Georgia. Over 300,000 ballots just in Fulton County that were never vetted.
Which, by the way, you were officially Trump's lawyer. I was with you in Georgia. You said 300,000+. And when Trump's on the phone going, just get me 11,000. I already know there's hundreds of thousands. They go, oh, he's saying find lie. No, we knew. How did you nail it at the time?
Well, because we were on the ground. And so we had, you know, Paul Danz was running for the Senate, challenging Lady Lindsey Graham, the queen of the war whores, in South Carolina. He was right there with me. He took time off from the White House to come down, and we did deep dives, stood up to the whole Georgia political establishment, figured out Ratburger was busy undermining and sabotaging and lying to the president. And so we were able to detail what it was, and we were on the cusp of breaking the whole thing open. When unfortunately Sidney Powell's Kraken went off into Wonderland and got all the attention. And by getting all the attention, people weren't paying attention to the real crime right there in the open. They didn't need computers for it. They didn't trust the computers for it. They wanted to stuff those ballots.
And so before we finish up with election, what Trump is going to do now, let's go back just using Candace as an example. I got calls from people that were in the meeting September 15th with J.D. Vance, Susie Wiles, Patel and others. Trump wasn't there. And Patel said, you don't get involved in domestic intelligence. I don't want to hear about accomplices in Utah. I don't hear about foreign stuff. I don't want that. when he basically pushed to be FBI director to actually do what he's supposed to, that office was set up for 9/11 to actually do that. And so a month later, it came out that what I said was true. Of course it was true. And the people said, well, we're telling you because we're scared to say it. So that's real cover-up. We don't know of what. No one wants to touch that. It said it's Huachuca and steakhouses. Oh, he's at a steakhouse. God, incredible info. Total proof. What does that mean 3 hours later? So my issue is, exactly, this is all distracting from the real stuff. You have, what do you think's going on? I mean, I think covering up the Trantifa left connections, just like they are trying to say the pipe bomber, some right-wing black guy who's totally innocent. I think that's what's happening here.
Well, no, I mean, I have no doubts that Trump would be in a better political posture right now. He wouldn't be talking about going back into Iran. He wouldn't be talking about some of these things that he's thinking about, military adventures, if Charlie Kirk was alive. So there are two groups that profited from Charlie Kirk's murder. The one was the Trantifa left, who hated how effective he was on college campuses to converting young people away, especially converting young men away from the Trantifa lie. And as we've identified many times, there's no way Trantifa starts and ends with just a few lunatics. It starts and ends with deep state ties, deep state connections. It's a very eugenics ideology. You know, because why? Because if you're trans, guess what you don't do? You don't have kids, for example. So it fits easily. You're easy to sterilize and to make it medical treatment. So there's all of that. And on the other side, you've got the deep state that profited. Because Charlie was becoming very quickly, Charlie went from being skeptical of Alex Jones to being a cheerleader of Alex Jones. I saw it all in live time. I talked to Charlie about many of these issues over the years. And he was extraordinary in his ability to improve and improve and improve and adjust and modify. And it was as he got new information, he would change his mind. And he was becoming convinced that the deep state was a systematic problem. Remember, he was the one talking about whether Israel had a stand down order based on your reporting from October 7th. That's the degree to which he was being skeptical of the official narrative. And the deep state didn't want him around. There was talk of him being a part of a J.D. Vance administration in 4 years. That's where that was going. They were very, very close. And, you know, like, Charlie's the reason why Robert Kennedy's part of the administration. It was me and Richard Barris, you, others, who had helped encourage that, and we got the information for him, but it was Charlie who delivered it, because he had the access. So I have no doubt that the deep state is, that we will find sooner or later, maybe it'll be a year from now, maybe it'll be 20 years from now, but that there are deep state ties to the Charlie Kirk murder. One of the key things you've highlighted that I never hear Candace talk about, and I never hear a lot of these other people talk about, that's why I think they're part of a disinformation campaign. I don't think they know it. I think that they're part of a psyop and they just don't even know it. But somebody lied to Turning Point because people in the university and police said they were going to secure that building. Somehow that building
didn't
get secured.
They said they'd be on the roof and they didn't.
Exactly.
And you got teen trannies in the days before saying you'll be dead when he comes. Then they celebrate. I talked to people at Turning Point, talked to Cash Kelly, said, well, we know they might have known, but we can't convict them.
Well, look at that Antifa group, that Salt Lake City Queers group, that looks, by the way, right out of like one battle after another, going back to the beginning of the top of the broadcast. I mean, it looks just like it, that Salt Lake City group that had ties to Tyler Robinson, that was saying, predicting he would die, that then suddenly went underground. It was receiving government NGO
money. And notice, Candace never wants to look at that or this whole constellation of bots. They never want to look at the known leftist saying, I shot Kirk to get a distraction so he to get away. No one wants to look at the real meat and potatoes. That's very suspect.
Oh, yeah. And look, is it a coincidence these other guys that were helping cover up that day, like the older man who caused the distraction, turns out to be a kiddie porn pervert? I mean, come on. I mean, there's certain patterns here. And that's why, to his great credit, Deputy Director Joe Kent, ODNI Director Tulsi Gabbard, they wanted to investigate this. They're like, there's signs here of a Trantifa global conspiracy. There's signs here of potentially other things because of the what's one of the things?
Well, the attack on Vance's house by one of the Trantifa. Next,
exactly.
If he'd been successful and killed Vance, they'd have said it was Israel.
Correct. I mean, yeah. I mean, the best way to sum up, I tell people, look, if the deep state was really scared of Candace's theory, she wouldn't be getting promoted on YouTube. One person is still banned on YouTube. It's Alex Jones. One person is getting promoted in the algorithms like mad on Google's YouTube.
And that was my final point. I'm not trying to attack Candace. I have a responsibility to tell the truth. When I said, I have to do this, they all spun and said, oh, he's being told to it. No, I have to because I neurotically, even when people see this where I like tell the truth and stuff, though, even though it hurts me, I can't help it. I'm not stupid. And now I've talked to the internet experts, seen the numbers. Nobody's had bot push like her. Nobody's pushed on the algorithm on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. I told the story a few months ago when during the 8 months ago during the confirmation of Kennedy. The week he's about to be confirmed, she comes out with Eddie Mercury guy, and they do these shows, and they literally say, oh, this woman might be Mossad. He might have given her a card. No evidence. He might be an Epstein. We're about to release it all. And I went on a hike with my Navy SEAL buddy and his buddy. We all get out of the car that morning, and my phone, all their phones are being pushed this, like I've never seen before. So we all hike 2 hours listening to it. There's no information. And I'm like, man, is she an operative? This sounds like she's trying to take down Kennedy. I said, I need to look at her. And I kind of just moved on. So my main thing's not infighting or focusing on their host. You know, I'm in raw data. But you look at that and so much more she does. I don't know if she's doing it consciously or she's being handled. But, I mean, it's right there, people. I'm banned on YouTube. I'm banned on Instagram, Facebook. She is literally force-fed, and all the liberal shows love her. All the top Democrats are attacking me for attacking her. On national TV, they are. The left, she's a champion for them. How obvious. When you've got a golden red carpet from the globalists, from big tech, what does that tell you?
Well, no doubt. And the other aspect of this, I think the ultimate end game, aside from distracting people from the real conspiracy against Charlie Kirk, is to help this guy get Tyler Robinson get acquitted so that Trantifa can unleash a new level of violence like we saw today. They want to escalate. They want to escalate. They want that provocation ladder to go up, 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 up. It's like the CIA in Ukraine. Let's try to murder Putin. They want that provocative ladder going up, 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 up. And that is the most dangerous thing for the president, most dangerous thing for the country. And whether they're willing or unwilling, witting or an unwitting, or a useless, useful idiot, or a knowing deceiver, that's what their net effect is. Their net effect, you know, but the book of James says it well, you'll be known by your fruits. And here the fruits are poisonous. And that's why people should stay away, can't trust her as a reliable source, unfortunately. But that's not clear.
They try to go, Ben Shapiro's against her, so you're with Ben Shapiro. That's idiotic. The Israel lobby wants to take control of TPUSA and Republicans. We've been exposing that and trying to get some war with Iran. That's another camp. Then you've got this other nebulous leftist camp posing as patriots trying to create a civil war. Those are different camps, folks, okay? That's the bottom line. And so, by the way, Nick Sorter was going to be on. He was on the ground, just got attacked. He said security, he had to leave. He's going back to his hotel because he's being followed. So that's how dangerous it is in Minneapolis right now. So before you go, a few more minutes, because we cut off the earlier, on election fraud, on the vindication of what we said, the mail-in ballots, the ballots shipped in, the stuffing of them, what I'm told by people that were in the cabinet meeting months ago, that Trump in January plans to release all this. We see foreshadowing on his Truth Social of this. What do you expect to come out? Where do you see this going? What should Trump do? What should we do to try to secure the midterms that are only 11 months away?
Well, Trump has given specific instructions for Pam Bondi to investigate, unravel with RICO, all of the NGO, George Soros conspirators that were involved in fixing and rigging the 2020 election, authorized Todd Blanche to investigate what happened in a range of federal officials, including the CIS and other officials that lied and misled during the 2020 election about the 2020 election, clearing and cleaning house, going and get Tina Peters out. I mean, I think one thing that some conservatives were like, you know, it's great. Okay, we go down and get Maduro. Why can't we go and get Tina Peters? You know, isn't it the federal government?
Let's send in the Delta Force to Colorado.
Yeah, exactly. Why not? I mean, they're a bunch of commies anyway.
Hey, it's Witness Protection Program.
So it is. It's what I've been telling them for forever, that she is a witness about federal election fraud. She is, they can use the writ of habeas corpus to go to federal court to get it, but they haven't done it because Todd Blanche keeps stonewalling him, keeps derailing him, they keep sabotaging him because he wants to be liked by the New York Times crowd.
But that goes back to Trump again. Why he has this blind spot for like Milley and Barr. Why is Blanche still there?
He confuses personal loyalty with loyalty to the policies and goals and ideas of MAGA. That's problem number one. And problem number two is these people are not competent or capable. When did Todd Blanche spend any time taking apart the deep state as a private lawyer? Never did. So, I mean, I think these people have systemic issues with their history such that they don't have the capabilities. They don't have an Alex Jones library of understanding how the world works and what they need to do. Harmeet Dillon does. She's doing good work at civil rights. Gail Slater does. She's doing good work at antitrust. Bobby Kennedy, who got a great win on vaccines, has another good win by changing the dietary health guidelines today. He understands it, but Blanche doesn't.
So and that's coming Blanche up. We'll talk again soon. Robert Barnes, incredible job. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks a lot, Alex.
All right, Nick Sordor on the ground in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Went out of the scene, got driven off by the bad guys. We got a break coming up in about 5 minutes. You've got this woman shot. The video's been released where she's trying to run over the ICE agents. We're sad she's dead. We have the mayor breaking. Mayor Fry tells ICE, get the F out of Minneapolis or more will be killed. Literally trying to hold everybody hostage when they send the left out to be violent, hoping this happens. This is their Podesta Civil War plan. We've got new angles of what happened, backing up what DHS said. Nick Sordor, incredible job with all the work you're doing, obviously. So proud of the work you're doing. Tell us the latest from your DHS sources and on the ground what's happening.
This is chaos, man. It's absolute chaos out here. And it's getting worse by the minute, really. I mean, I planned on doing your show live from the scene, but it's just way too unsafe for me out there. And so I drove away, and now I'm sitting here doing this in the car. Alex, the mayor out here, the soy boy mayor who panders to the Somalis and the illegals out here, he is trying to start a riot. He is trying to start a riot, and Governor Waltz would love to see a riot out here as well, because it's the only way they're going to be able to distract from all of the rampant fraud that's going on out here. So that is part of the plan. Spark this up, set the city on fire, because people will start talking about that instead of the rampant Somali fraud that they're all involved in.
Dead on. And then you went and showed the Hilton kicking out ICE, then claiming they didn't, then prove they were. I mean, all we have to do is hold their feet to the fire and they're done. The real numbers I'm getting is $24 billion stolen. They're finding it all over the country. This is insane.
Yeah, and I mean, it's what we're finding more and more every single day, man. It's crazy that we haven't seen any indictments yet, to be honest, with like high-profile indictments. They have been indicting people from, you know, Somalis. They indicted, 94 of them so far. But I want to see somebody like Tim Walz indicted on this stuff, because there's no way in hell he didn't know. I'm hoping, fingers crossed, it's actually going to happen at some point.
Where do we get the George Floyd event? Minnesota again. And they are really trying to make this lady George Floyd 2.0. Tell us what you first broke, that she tried to ram him and then that they shot her. That then was confirmed by DHS. What's the latest on that?
So it's actually, what we know is DHS did confirm to me, and I broke this exclusively earlier, that the woman, it is a white woman, U.S. citizen with a U.S. passport. Done my own digging since then, and it appears that she is a leftist lesbian, which is not surprising to anybody. The left has been able to radicalize white women to commit acts of terror like this. It's almost predictably a white woman ramming their vehicles into ICE.
Most of the rammings have been white or Hispanic women.
Yeah, exactly. And so I wasn't surprised to hear that in the slightest, and I don't think anybody else was either. It's the rhetoric, man, that they keep pushing. They want this to happen. They absolutely want this. They thrive on it. They love it. The people like Tim Walz and Mayor Fry out here. And
just 2 weeks ago, Fry said there'll be deaths. He said there'll be deaths. Get out. That's terrorism. Threaten death if you don't do what I say.
Yeah, absolutely. And he went on TV just now, just a little bit ago, the mayor out here, and lied about the situation. It's like, don't believe your own eyes. Don't believe the videos that are out there that literally show. There's another angle that I posted not too long ago. I don't know if you guys have that one queued up, where it's from the other side, that one right there. And if you zoom in on it a little bit, you can clear. I don't know if you guys can do that live like that, but clearly you can see her hitting the agent with the vehicle. Right, he was standing in front of the vehicle, and right there,
now you can see him hitting him with the vehicle. Yeah, go full screen with the video, guys. You can see it right there. Start it over. You can see that it actually hits him. He flies back. Wow, that guy's reflexes were incredibly fast, though. Look at this. This is incredible. Look at that. Boom, she hit him. Wow.
Yeah, it's clear as day. A vehicle, Alex, as you know, is a deadly weapon. She used a deadly weapon against an ICE agent, and in response, she caught a bullet to the mouth. I mean, that's just...
I mean, I'll give it to this guy, though, and I'm sad she's dead. you see him jump back. She still hits him, going right at him, and he lightning fast pulls his gun. He said because he might have hit other people and got her. That guy is like the fastest gun in the West.
Yeah, dude, I went out to dinner with a bunch of these ICE agents last night, and I got to kind of know them and know their backgrounds and stuff. And these guys, they're on edge, right? But they're still.
So. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, but they're super good at what they do. They're incredible people, and they don't want to have to do this.
Well,
this
is almost all of them combat veterans.
You have a mixture of vets, and then you have police officers, and then former Border Patrol. So they all, you know,
Nick, stay
background.
There. I know you're busy, but let's come back. We have all the angles. This is incredible footage. I didn't see this yet. Wow, she hit him with the car. Totally innocent.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
Are you tired of stubborn fat that just won't budge no matter how hard you diet? Well, let me introduce you to Ultimate Burn, the most powerful science-backed fat-torching formula available today. Inside every capsule of Ultimate Burn is 200 milligrams of GlucoVantage dihydroberberine, a supercharged form of berberine that clinical studies show slashes insulin resistance, blocks new fat storage, and helps your body burn fat for fuel. Then we crank the heat with a massive 120 milligrams of Calorie Burn GP Grains of Paradise, packing a full 15 milligrams of active 6-paradol. Human trials prove it fires up your brown fat, ramping your daily calorie burn by up to 200 extra calories a day. Then we finish it with cinnamon, polyphenols, and bioperin to make sure every milligram hits your system hard. The result is faster fat loss, smaller waist, better blood sugar, and energy that lasts all day. Ignite your results with the real deal. Grab Ultimate Burn now and watch your body finally start burning fat like it's supposed to. Stock is limited. Get yours before it's gone. It's Ultimate Burn. Light the fire at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, It's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
People like Nick Sordor and Nick Shirley and say to the future of saving this country, it's not to kiss their ass, it's because it's true. And both have been longtime listeners of mine. I'm so honored to have influenced their great work. And they're under attack. But they just go out and show you what's happening. They go to the scene. And no matter what's happening in a hotspot, Nick Sordor is just always there, being beat up by Antifa, then charged when they attack him. Because they don't want our eyes and ears there. So you saw myself and Robert Barnes hours ago, showing the footage from behind, saying it looks like he jumped out of the way, looks like she tried to kill him, which is what they said. Now we get the footage 3 hours later from the front, and she hits him with the car. And then he says in the report, there were other officers in front. I had to protect them. And like lightning, like the Flash, pulls his gun, shoots her in the head. And the mayor and all of them are saying, George Floyd 2.0, get the F out. 2 weeks ago, he said, you'll be dead if you don't leave. Literal terrorism. Do what I say politically or you're dead. This is outrageous. But because we have the video and you have hundreds of people attacking ICE, they're there just arresting illegal aliens with huge rap sheets, murderers, rapists, you name it. But because we have this so quickly, they're screwed. Because even when the footage came out from behind, it was clear he looks like he jumps out of the way. No, he's hit. He's boom and literally has, I mean, this is insane. This guy should be like a wide receiver or something. Boom, he's hit and, I mean, and shoots her. I mean, God almighty. I mean, I've never seen such reflexes. So this is wild. Nick Sordor, wow. What are they going to do now that we have this frontal footage showing she indeed hit him with the car? I mean, they're going to try to suppress this, aren't they?
Yeah, no, they're going to totally ignore it. They're going to do nothing, Alex. They're going to pretend like this video doesn't exist because it is so damning for their narrative. It shows that the mayor just went on TV and lied in front of millions of people to try to, you know, spark tensions. That's the whole goal. And so that now they're going to play that on loop. The local media stations are
driving right at him.
That's it.
She hits him
straight in. You cannot argue with this. This is real. This is footage that they should have had. He was saying that.
And notice DHS told the truth right away. Called you up, told you the truth. You've never broken something that was wrong. And I'll say with this current ICE, I used to be a big critic of the federal law enforcement or the liberals, but so far from DHS, I've seen nothing but gallantry.
Yeah, these guys are patriots, man. I'm telling you, they just want to do their job, and they are doing their job. They're out here yesterday. They arrested a wanted murderer from Ecuador. I mean, is that the sort of person you want on the street? I mean, these people, they're going out there. They're putting their lives on the line every single day. As you see, you get these wild lunatics that are just every single day trying to pick one of them off. And all they want to do is keep the streets safe. It's like, it doesn't really make sense, right? I can't justify it to myself as to how somebody could genuinely argue that they want wanted murderers from foreign countries on the streets. Like, what is the justification in their head?
Well, remember the case of the highly decorated Daniel Perry Army Sergeant, who on top of his regular job has to do a lift in Austin from Fort Hood. He comes into a Black Lives Matter with a bunch of white Antifa. They point an AK-47, say, get out of the car. And his instinct from surviving in Afghanistan is, pew! I mean, so you literally speed up, ram somebody. His instinct is, I'm being rammed. Stop him. He shoots him. That is instinctive, folks. These are warriors. What do you think's going to happen? I mean, you know, it's simple. You walk up to a regular guy at a restaurant and punch him in the face. You're about to get punched back. I mean, what do they think? And then you got them saying, go out and attack them, get in their face. All these threats. It's disgusting.
Yeah, the only thing that the left out here, and especially the mayor, wishes would have happened differently is he he's said that this is a white woman, because if it was a black woman or a Hispanic woman, she would have been Georgette Floyd out here.
And that's another exclusive elaborate. They told you she's a white liberal lesbian.
They told me that she was a white U.S. citizen, and through more informal sources, I was able to find out that about her being a lesbian. But that's why they keep saying that her spouse went to the hospital, and they wouldn't say husband, or definitely weren't going to say wife.
Well, let me ask you this question. Get back to the George Floyd thing. That's key. What did she do beforehand? Maybe you asked, but they don't just chase somebody and get around her car. Like, what did she do before to have them all rush her?
Well, they were trying to pull her over because she was going after ICE agents, like following them around and harassing and which is a dangerous situation to begin with, right? When they're trying to conduct operations, so they were trying to make contact with her and get her out of the vehicle. Right.
And we've seen countless videos where they're following him, even bumping him, even attacking him. And ICE goes, stop it, and lets him go.
Right. And this woman, it got to the point where if the police are ordering you out of the car, driving over top of them is not the answer to that. You're getting out of the car one way or the other. She decided that she was going to, just ram straight through them because they're told that they're allowed to do that. All they have to say is, well, I was afraid for my life. And then the left will, coddle them and be like, it's okay. It's okay. You can run over police officers nowadays. And that's what she was thinking was going to happen.
The mayor and all this has dialed them up, that they understand how much danger they're in, that this guy had such lightning instincts.
I'm sorry. I broke up there for a second.
I'm just saying you were getting into how much pressure they're under and the left's hoping they break.
Yeah, and so far they haven't broken them. I mean, these are, like I said, these are, well, actually, you said it too. These are warriors. These guys are built for, ICE, if you notice, there's no DEI in ICE. That's why they're so effective at their operations. That's why they're so, laser focused and are very good at what they do. They're all big, muscular dudes. The female agents are typically assigned to other roles, not apprehensions, which just makes sense. And so messing with these guys in general is a bad idea. And some of the rioters, I'm going to start calling them rioters that are out here now because I've been forced off the scene, due to their physical aggression against me. I'm going to need backup out here by tonight. I'm just telling you.
Oh, yeah.
They were trying to go up and push these ICE agents. And what happens next? What do you think happens next? They get shot in the face with a tear gas canister and then they start crying foul.
Yeah, we've got all that B-roll.
There's a lot of effort out of finding out here.
Show all that. Back to the key, and I interrupted you. Well, let's go ahead and play the evil leftist mayor who speaks more in Somali than he does, and he's all connected into the money. He's all involved in it. We got Walls employee going and shooting the state reps that didn't vote for this. I mean, these guys are going down. The governor dropping out of the race. Here's Mayor Fry tells ICE, get the F out of Minneapolis or more will be killed. That is the definition of terror when you say, don't do this or you'll die. That is the literal threatening violence or engaging in violence for a political, cultural, or economic gain. I mean, this is terrorism, and I'll say it again. The weak link is not DHS. They're doing a great job because it's a newer agency. Trump's got control. It is the FBI. I'm not saying they're all bad, but God help us. I mean, this is just insane. They should just disband the FBI or just roll over the good agents and call them DHS. We don't need two federal law enforcements. I'm serious. It's time to get rid of it, folks. I mean, this is a complete joke. We get nothing but execution by DHS and Tom Homan and nothing but horse shit from the FBI that sit around a bunch of politically correct lawyers with their thumbs up their asses. Here's the degenerate mayor.
And I have a message for ICE. To ICE, get the fuck out of Minneapolis. We do not want you here. Your stated reason for being in this city is to create some kind of safety, and you are doing exactly the opposite. People are being hurt. Families are being ripped apart. Long-term Minneapolis residents that have contributed so greatly to our city, to our culture, to our economy are being terrorized, and now somebody is dead. That's on you.
Well, that's on you.
And it's also on you to leave. It's on you to make sure that further damage, further loss of life and injury is not done.
That's another Gavin Newsom psycho. Hey, Trump, you want to win the midterms? The money's all been connected to them. I want Mayor Fry in prison. That little smart-ass piece of crap. Nick Sorter, comments on him.
Well, what I can tell you, Alex, is these ICE guys aren't leaving because some soy boy mayor goes on TV and says something edgy, says the F word on live TV so that he can have his cute little sound bite. No, they don't care. They laugh at him. They laugh at him. And there's nothing he can do. He can try to order his police department to arrest ICE agents. That ain't going to work very well for him. Nobody is actually threatened by this guy, but what he is doing is he is positioning himself to be able to say, when one of these leftist goons that he has empowered out here, that goes and, God forbid, kills an ICE agent that he hopes so badly will happen, he'll be able to say, yep, I told them they should leave. It's their fault. They should have left when I told them to leave. So it's their fault that one of my lefties went out and killed ICE agent.
Notice the talking point before Trump even got back in is ICE is going to go kill the illegals, but because they've been so restrained under attack, it happened. So now it's like, you're going to die if you don't. And now finally she's ramming him with a car. She dies, and he doesn't wait to see what happened. He immediately says, this is your fault. No, it's your fault for running an invasion against this country.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's all about the talking points, man. All about the talking points. And, you can see in that video that you're just showing there on the screen, the ICE raids are still happening throughout the city. They have not slowed down. They're continuing to do it. And, no matter how much screaming, crying, and F words that are dropped on TV, the operations will continue. And honestly, if anything, they'll probably get more intense.
Yeah,
they'll bring more guys out here.
Prediction. They're trying to stage a false flag to blame, but it's not going to work. I think very soon a whole bunch of ICE is going to get mowed down. And I can't wait, like you just said about the mayor, I can't wait to see how they spin that. And the mayor of Chicago and all these other scum. They are racketeering. They're all part of the same fraud. We know those investigations have been started. What is your closing comment on how the hell do we get the Justice Department in gear here?
And I know that they have decided to send out a bunch of prosecutors here. That was announced today. They're sending out a boatload of prosecutors from other parts of the country and putting them down on the ground here in Minneapolis to start bringing a lot more federal charges against not just the Somali fraudsters, but they'll also end up being used against whatever rioters that are taken into federal custody tonight.
Sure, but let's be clear.
I genuinely believe something is coming.
The Somalis are the bag men for the Democrats.
Oh, yeah. Everywhere. And I mean, we heard about it. It's all going in Columbus, Ohio. Alex, one of the biggest problems that I have right now is figuring out where the hell to go next because there's so many places. And I'm one person. So many things going on all over the country in California and in Ohio. And we're hearing about places in Washington State. That are just full of these Somali fraudsters.
Don't forget Operation Paper Trail, where they had paid off 97 cops for running murder for hire with a Somali running it all with the government. That never hit the national news. I mean, this is they broke into a safe house with computers, tens of millions and millions of cash, all the hits they'd done, murdering cops that spoke out. Have you seen Operation Paper Trail?
No, I haven't.
By the way, I didn't do that to dunk on you. I didn't know about it either until last night. People think that nothing's being prosecuted. No, it never makes it out of the local news. DHS is actually doing, I'll say DHS. DHS is actually prosecuting this stuff. They get the feds to finally do it, but it gets zero coverage is the issue.
Absolutely, and that's my job. That's why I'm out here. I do this on a national stage and do the local media will dabble in it just a little bit to say, okay, yes, we covered it, and then they'll move on to something else. And they don't. When you take a story, Alex, you're supposed to smother it until it stops breathing, right? Like keep going after it. You don't just say, okay, yep, Somali fraud, bad, and then okay, that's the end of the story, and then just not follow up and keep.
That's what
pushing
they hope on. How do people follow you
gone.
On X? Tell them about your weekend show here at InfoWars.
Yeah, so we do the InfoWars Sunday briefing here at 2 p.m. Eastern time, and I'm typically on the ground somewhere in a makeshift studio just trying to do on-the-ground coverage on those Sundays. But, you know, jump in with us. We have a fun time. And follow me on X, at Nick Sorter, N-I-C-K-S-O-R-T-O-R. Appreciate
well,
you having me out.
We're honored to see you and what Nick Shirley are doing, both of you hunted. And is it exciting to see thousands of citizen journalists copying you? That's always the greatest success. You welcome the competition.
Dude, I don't even see it as competition, to be honest with you.
No, I agree. That's my point.
This is a team.
You're inspiring.
This is a team effort.
Yeah.
This is a team effort. We need as many people as possible. I would love to clone Nick Shirley over and over and over again. You know, and I think that's what's being done.
Well, the left's scared, and they're doing a lot of dirty tricks, but the other day, we're winning. We've turned the tide. Nick Sorter, be very safe. I agree with you. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Alex.
It's not like we can't keep track of him. He's all over the place. The guy's like a dynamo. By the way, you know, people online, the left, are like, Jones hates the feds. Jones hates law enforcement. Jones is worried about martial law, but now that Trump's doing it, he loves it. That's not that true. I've been on air 32 years in April, coming up, 31 plus years. I said I'm not anti-government, I'm anti-unconstitutional government. When you've been hit with 40-plus million illegals the last 15 years, it's total bedlam. They're being signed up to vote, all this mass crime, and then the feds finally do their job. I 100% back them. It's all about leadership. So that's where we are. This is a big deal historically. This is a massive deal historically. And this is a real fight for the heart and soul of the future of this country. And everywhere ICE goes, it is just hordes of Karens. I'm not trying to bash white women. I'm white. I mean, you know, I just call it like it is. Well, I mean, you know, demographically, 90% of the fraud in Minnesota and Ohio is Somalis. It's their culture. It's what they do. Same thing like white women, middle-aged white women out there just attacking people because they're the heroes and anybody, you know, that's here illegally is God, and we've got to authorize them. We've got to do whatever they want. I mean, it's crazy. These are the enemies that open the drawbridge. These are the enemies that sell out the country. And this mayor is so disingenuous. He's so patient zero of the Patrick Bateman type people like Newsom and the Tim Walzes and all of it that are there just robbing us en masse. And then finally we stand up and say we're going to deport all these people with huge criminal records, and he's throwing fits saying, get out of here. You're the ones that did this. No, you and your party did this, invading this country. And we're not guilted by your political correctness anymore. Though I had, oh God, without even looking for it, I saw a bunch of videos in the U.S., Australia, you name it, where little five-year-olds go to public school for the first time, and they're crying and saying, I wish I wasn't white. I learned I'm a bad person today. I hate it. That happened. I got four children. One of them's still little. That happened to one of my kids a year ago. Imagine little kids are teaching them their bad because they're white. And I play you all the clips of the administrators like, we need to teach whites they're bad. It's all insane, folks. It's all divide and conquer. And Mondami saying, yeah, whites can't own their own homes. We're going to take white people's homes and give it to other people. They're not going to give brown people anything. They're just selling you on tyranny to get you to accept it. It is crazy. I mean, we have got real hardcore criminals on our ass. And the question is, we're going to roll over to this. And of course, it's come out that under federal investigation, Minnesota and other states, like Ohio and others, New Jersey, fabricated fake records when the feds just came in to investigate. They go, oh, here's all the records, and they're fabricating. You see, the Democrats have nothing to lose. Of course they're stealing elections. Of course they're stealing money. They're all caught. They're not giving up because they're too emboldened. They've never gotten in trouble before, so they just believe the gravy train's going to go on forever. And that's a weakness by them, but it's also a strength. Their invincible ignorance, their arrogance, their bravado, their chutzpah, their just disgustingness. And, I mean, I've got just today dozens of videos I haven't gotten to. They're just administrators, state and federal, saying white people are bad, and we're going to take everything they got. And it's all white women doing it. And it's like, is this even real? Remember that came out a few years ago, FEMA saying, white people don't get help in the Carolinas. People are like, that can't be real. Then the manual comes out, the Zoom meetings. It's a bunch of fat white women and weird fat gay guys and a couple of black ladies going, yeah, we used to help everybody, but we don't help white people now. And you're just like, if I was at FEMA, I'd help help everybody. Like, pull up with a truck and food and water, but black, white, I don't even think about it. Here, boom, boom, boom. I mean, like, how are you, that is like so, talk about racist. Talk about discriminatory. I mean, pre-programmed that you've got a job to help people. You're given money to help people in disaster, and you're not going to help white people. But again, once you murder the logic like that, once you can get somebody to do something like that, you can get them to do anything. You show up in some town flooded, and black people, white people, whoever walk up, here, I'm going to help. I didn't even think about it. Let me give the white person more because I'm white. What? It's sick. You know, they got industry studies I've seen before, but I've been looking for them. I say that just to see this stuff. People will tell you, black folks will tell you that are in the service industry, that they've done surveys. They said, we love white customers, whether it's a massage or a waitress or a barista, because white people are the biggest tippers. Did you know that on average? Not white liberals are the lowest tippers, but white conservatives. And it's not even some guilt thing that a white person gives a big tip to a black person. The black person already knows, oh, white people, if I'm nice, they're going to be really nice because they want to be nice. And then if I come over to them nice, I get a giant tip on average. That's how the real world works. But Hillary Clinton has come out in books, witnesses, how people that worked with her as a security. She doesn't just never tip. When she goes to a restaurant most of the time, she doesn't even pay. Because these are predators, folks. They hate everybody. And they want all of us at each other's throats. So, I'm ranting. I'm just blown away right now. I mean, I'm going to tell you something. I mean, I hate Governor Newsom so much. But this mayor, man, I look at him. I don't want any violence against him. I'm just saying he's such a fake, disingenuous sack of shit. And he's got all the little liberal, brainwashed black people behind him. I mean, I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of your crap. We see through you. Major fake news operation from the left just got debunked. They claim the ICE agent shot the terrorist from the driver's window. Bullet holes are in the windshield. Even more proof this was fully self-defense and was about to get killed. We already have the footage. All right. We're going to go to break, come back at the number, I'll take your calls, cover news. But remember this, the variable, the default, the game changer, the person that decides whether this dog hunts is you. So I need your support. This sale is so insane. I have to check, but we've had so many big sales lately. This probably is the biggest sale we ever had. Store-wide, it ends today, extended one day, 47% off on everything. And you get a free bottle of the Shilajit gummies and or Atomic Defense, a moon booster, at least a $30 value. Most of this is a loss leader at that. That ends tonight. We're still going to have the free bottle of Atomic Defense or Shilajit for a few more days. But the 47% off with it, that ends tonight. And all purchases put you in 50 times to win the two super trucks and $20,000 in cash for the sweepstakes. So today's the day. The planets are aligned. Get your Irish Sea Moss, your Shilajit, your Ultra Methylene Blue, and more at TheAlexShowStore.com. I'm funded by you, and I appreciate your support very humbly. Thank you for your support, those that have. Those that have it, what are you waiting for? Our information is bar none the best. The supplements are game-changing. The Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the widest selection of Patriot Apparel t-shirts, ball caps, hoodies, sweaters, you name it. But there's a deal going for a few more days where you buy any supplement and get a bottle of the Shilajit gummies or Atomic Defense Super Immune Booster free. You choose which free gift you want. That funds our operation at thealexjonesstore.com. I want to thank those that have stood with us. If you're going to buy anything, become a VIP. Just in your profile, $30 a month, cancel any time, no charge. You get $40 every time you spend $30 to spend. So you make $10, if you're going to buy anything, you should be a VIP. You get special deals, special offers, special sales on top of everything. Also, you get big discounts when you use the app for Android or for Apple at alexjonesapp.com. Just links you through to get the free apps right there. So it's the same shopping cart online. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I'm not an influencer, by the way. I'm a patriot and a journalist and a pundit and an analysis and a futurist and a father and a guy that loves God. Influencer comes from the time of Plato and Aristotle and Socrates. And influencers are people that use rhetoric without facts and reality and logic to convince dumb people. So when the globalists call you all influencers and you go, yeah, I'm an influencer, just shows how stupid you are. Stop calling yourselves influencers. I'm a philosopher. I'm a warrior. I'm a game changer. I'm a historian. I'm a fighter. I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I got red blood. It's pumping through my big heart fast. I like life and freedom and justice. I like women. I like red meat. I like guns. I like sunsets and puppy dogs. And ladies of the night. To quote Waylon Jennings.
Angel of darkness is upon you. Stuck a need on your arm. So take another toke. Have a blow for your nose.
Researchers and producers running around freaking out for like an hour, waving stuff at me. Read this, read this. And I had so much going on, I was like, okay, I'm going to read it, but then I get more info, I didn't read it. Oh, my God. And Trump, everything he says he's going to do, he gets about 95% done. He definitely tries it. He just announced something today that if you wanted to drive a stake through the vampire BlackRock's heart, you would do. And so Thomas just came back here in the break and he said, will you please read this? And Thomas is really smart. He's been all over this. So I said, well, Thomas, you just come in here next segment with us and you talk about it. But, well, I'll tell you about it when we come back. You know, here's the deal. I can intellectually look at Trump and I can analyze him and say he's way better than the Democrats, you know, lesser two evils. But at the end of the day, I sometimes get up on a Saturday morning or maybe I wake up at 3 a.m. and can't sleep. And I just sit there in the dark praying to God. And by praying, I don't ask for stuff when I'm praying. I'm just like, God, I'm like, bzzz. And God's like, bat Trump. And then all I get is lawsuits and hell and persecution for it, which is okay. And then I got to sit there and, you know, he outrages me and could do this better. And I'm just like, eh. But at the end of the day, folks, anybody that uses half their brain, and any even intellectually knows, Trump's way better than the Democrats. And all the evil and all the liars are against him. So whether he's good or bad or whatever, he's been put there, make no mistake. Because at 3 a.m., when I get woke up by the Holy Spirit and told to get on my knees, I'll be honest, sometimes I'm sitting there listening to God, and I'm just like, please, I got and it's just like, get out there and warm Trump. They're going to shoot him down with a missile and put a bomb blown into a bag, and they're going to try to shoot him. And the next month, he shouldn't do any public events. And you know, a month later, I mean, I'm just like, okay, I'll do what you say. So at the end of the day, that's why I back Trump. Because, oh, I can be so fancy and have everybody promote me and put me on YouTube and boost me, and they give me all this money if I just undermine Trump. But no, I'll take the way of pain. And it doesn't mean I'm not going to criticize him when he's wrong. Because the flesh in me is, because I've been so run over for supporting Trump that it's like every time I'm like, all right, I'm going to support him again. It's like getting ready to be punched in the face again. But it's okay. I do it because I can intellectually sit back and see it's the right thing to do. But all these other people love to attack Trump and make stuff up and exaggerate it because they get boosted, they get supported, it makes it safe. There'll be no problem if Trump gets run out. We'll leave you alone down the road so you can have your way with our children. Start a nuclear war with Russia? No. It's a pleasure to fight you. And I back Trump because it's... I just think about it. I back Trump. Holy Spirit. Good. Even think about not backing him. It's like, yeah. I mean, literally, God is telling me to do it, so I'm doing it.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexShowStore.com.
By Rudyard Kipling. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools.
1776 will commence again.
If you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it, and, which is more, You'll be a man, my son.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. All right. So analyzing Trump, everywhere he's got executive power, he's making the really good moves. Where he runs into brick wall is the DOJ and that invincible corruption. And Thomas Siska is a great producer here, a great researcher, really smart. And I wanted to get him in here to talk about this. Trump just came out. Blackstone craters after Trump teases institutional ban on single-family homes. So you've got, not just here, but in Europe and other places, the big banks, Blackstone at the center of it, which is a subsidiary of BlackRock, buying them all up for 40, 50%, 100% what they're worth to literally drive the market up and enslave the people. And so now Trump's come out breaking. President Trump announces steps to ban large institutional investors from buying single-family homes. Absolutely. We think of China should be banned from buying homes or buying farmland. Great. But bigger than that's BlackRock. Bigger than that is Blackstone. This is massive. And Trump does what he says he'll do. So now their stock's plunging. So this is really, really massive. And there's some other big stuff. They've reversed the food pyramid back to a very healthy food pyramid. They banned the mRNA shots. They're taking the mercury out. They're doing it all. I mean, at one level, it's so incredible, but nobody's going to sing the praises. Just like I was learning about thousands of fraudsters, including high-level government officials, you know, heads of police departments, you name it, are being busted running giant murder operations, fraud operations, mainly Somalis. It doesn't even hit the national news. This stuff is happening in major cities, and I'm barely learning about it. So we're saying, we'll see results. Let's see some action. Well, all you see is like Herculean effort by DHS, and they're getting shot at and attacked and rammed and all the rest of it. So it's crazy. But there are cases going back years and all these new ones. And I'm learning about these cases where 95, 97 cops on the payroll and vaults full of cash and murdering cops that blew the whistle in Seattle. And the Somalis running murder for hire and stealing hundreds of millions. I mean, it's just crazy how the left brought in groups that are tribal cult members like the Somalis. Not because they're black folks. It's that they're slaver cult that follows tribal orders. You think the Italian mafia follows orders? They look like pussies compared to these people. Not even pussies. They wouldn't do stuff like this. So the rest of the world ain't like us, folks. It's rule of law and a trust-based society. It's not. So, Thomas Siska, great to have you here. This is a big deal. He also made some other big announcements on military manufacturing we're going to get to. But Trump knows that he's on a timetable here and there's real urgency less than a year out from the midterms. This is a big deal, this home affordability. I'm glad he's finally really getting this. Tell us what he just did for what he's announcing.
Well, you had said last Saturday that you wanted to see some of the same energy that we saw in Venezuela happen here domestically, and I think we're starting to see it now. I mean, we're starting
2,000 rating in Minnesota.
Yeah, and we're starting this new year off very aggressively, and everyone knows that we have a really bad crisis in this country with BlackRock and private equity, and I mean, they buy up so many houses that they have such huge inventory to the point where, you know, nobody can even buy a house. You're forced to
rent. They've cornered the market.
And they can totally control the market. And Trump is aware of this. And, you know, you got Larry Fink involved in Panama and, you know, involved in different things with Trump. And Trump knows these people are total crooks. But like you said before, These institutions are in place. Trump is gathering them, just gobbling up, capturing them, and using them to turn around this ship and get the globalists.
I agree. Sometime in the last 2 weeks, Trump, you could tell when to hold another gear.
Yes.
You can feel it. Like, we're like, I mean, like, it's like you're in a car in some 1,000 horsepower Hellcat, and you finally hit the accelerator. It's like, I mean, we're there.
And I think that's up to, you know, our listeners and the guests we have on the show and everyone kind of just putting a foot in his ass and saying, you know, we elected you to work for us. Stick to your principles and do what we voted for. And this is huge. This is what we voted for. And now he's set to go to Davos in 2 weeks and tell the globalists directly to their face that there's a new sheriff in town and all this is coming to an end. And Americans are going to be able to afford to buy houses again. We know that the 50-year mortgage was not taken well when he announced that 50-year mortgage.
He just floated that because they told him to. He wasn't paying attention. But here's the key. If they kill him for anything, it's going to be this, because we are 4% of the population. We pay 76% of all drug costs in the world. He's already cut that by half. Not enough, but a good move. It's already happening. He's already got energy prices cut, but he's only turned it back a little bit when it comes to overall inflation. But this issue of where BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, Blackstone literally are just buying up millions of houses and just sitting there empty to drive up prices and F with us, they're not doing that in other parts of the world. They are literally screwing us on purpose. They do it in Germany, too. And it should be illegal. It's absolutely, and so the fact that they know Trump does what he says, the fact he's doing this is so exciting.
And so many boomers are disillusioned of what my generation is dealing with when it comes to buying a house and working. I mean, prices, you know, in the 80s and 90s were just so astronomically different to what they are today. And, you know, it's just not feasible for most people to be able to own anything. And thank God that we're seeing some action like this. He's supposed to sign an executive order at 2:30 Eastern. So we're already past that. I'm hoping that it's dealing with this, because he's saying he's taking immediate action. So,
I mean, listen, we can't hype this enough. This is a hydrogen bomb up the ass of the New World Order. Excuse my French. I mean, their whole operation, I remember running this like Tex Mars 30 years ago and William F. Jaspers. They want to get rid of single family homes. They want to make it impossible for people to operate and live, which now is in their own documents. But everything is about screwing people that want to actually be successful because they don't want you independent. And if you can't get a house, listen, I was never rich, like they said. I never had all this extra stuff. I never cared about things. But going bankrupt and losing everything really got me to understand how bad the economy is, because I go to a steakhouse and eat like the cheapest steak. I mean, I'm out of money, and it makes me feel how everybody else is, you know. And I'm like, I mean, it's like we're out of money. I mean, let's not lie, the economy's screwed. And it's getting a little bit better, but it's got to happen fast.
And for private sellers of houses, you know, they can't beat the mortgage rates that giant home builder, one of these giant companies that just...
Well, let's be clear. The big central banks give at basically 0% interest, and the Federal Reserve does, to the big central banks and to the J.P. Morgans and all this. So they're just coming and grabbing all of his assets.
Exactly. And so if you're a private seller, you can't compete with that.
So they're creating an oligopoly over real estate and for single-family dwellings and things, which you notice they're getting rid of, so you got to move into coffin apartments. That's Mondami's promise. Oh, we're going to take all these buildings and turn them into affordable, sustainable. That means 250 square foot coffin apartments that per square foot you pay three times for.
And then they want
he's literally offering you a jail cell, folks.
And then they want to limit the amount of gas and you can use and how much water, and you live in a little hole, and then they're going to limit every little resource that you have.
I heard of that before. It's called feudalism.
Yes.
So let's restate this. Trump says he's set to take action with executive order banning big institutional investors from buying single-family dwellings.
Yes. Incredible. And I really hope that that's what we're going to see today with this executive order. I'm really looking forward to him going to Davos and you know, preaching this return to true Americana and, you know, individualism and private ownership, because, you know, we are dealing with it's no longer capitalism when people do this. It's a merging of communism and capitalism.
It's crony capitalism technocracy. So using communism as the ground up operating system.
Yeah.
But Trump's explained it to him. So is Elon Musk, and I explained it to them. you've got all this money. It's going to be worthless if you screw everybody and the globalists think they can have austerity and we won't figure it out. No, we know the globalists are behind it. So pragmatically, they have to stop this program because they're going to get the blame. No one's going to put up with this.
100%. And, I mean, the other Trump truth about the defense contractors, I thought.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Pretty big.
The United States defense contractors. Tell them about that.
Yeah. So, President Trump is saying all United States defense contractors and the defense industry as a whole, beware. While we make the best military equipment in the world, no other country is even close. Defense contractors are currently issuing massive dividends to their shareholders and massive stock buybacks at the expense and detriment of investing in plants and equipment. This situation will no longer be allowed or tolerated. Also, executive pay packages in the defense industry are exorbitant and unjustifiable given how slowly these companies are delivering vital equipment to our military and our allies.
And let's be clear, why can Russia three times outproduce us in conventional munitions? It's because they don't let anybody have a profit in that. That's a critical national security thing. You don't make money off that, bitch. The point is Trump's saying that's done.
And, I mean, how much are we giving away, really, to Ukraine and Israel and you know, Britain? I mean, how much of our stockpile is just being dumped out? Meanwhile, we're taking an aggressive approach to all these communist narco cartels in the Caribbean. We're going to need some heavy artillery here.
Well, I said, Trump's going, give me the ammo. And they go, sorry, we're too busy raping you in the ass. They said, I'll just remove your ass.
Right.
And you notice the military just is now start taking over silver mines and smelting. So Trump's moving in the right direction.
But I mean, the defense contractors, they were making their money either way. They don't give a damn if we're depleted and, you know, Ukraine's stocked to the brim and NATO is. So he's really doing the right thing. It makes, you know.
Well, he's definitely being the president.
Yes.
You can say what you want. What about the food pyramid? Let's get that video ready. This is a great food pyramid. You got broccoli and chicken and cheese and beef at the top. And then you've got, other vegetables and fruits and avocado. And then way down at the bottom, you have whole grains. They've literally flipped it the way it's supposed to be.
There was actually,
this is beautiful.
There's actually an old South Park episode where that was the whole premise is that Eric Cartman has a vision from Aunt Jemima and she says, they lied, child. It's the pyramid. They lied. And then he has a vision. The pyramid turns upside down and that like solves the whole crisis that they were in. And that's really what happened here. So they kind of predicted the future. I mean, it's common sense.
And all the studies show if you ate like that, yeah, you'd live 20 years longer.
And so many people out there. I mean, you got vegans that don't get animal fat. That's brain food. I mean, you need animal fat.
I see vegans all the time. They're like zombies.
They're zombies. It's really sad. And, so you need your healthy fats. That's the top of the pyramid. You know, good quality cheese, protein is king, you know.
And at the very bottom is wheat.
That's right.
But like Mel Gibson shot a video, which the studies are out there. He's shooting his new Passion of the Christ movie. He's losing weight, feeling great, gobbling it because it's the actual original seed lines that aren't genetically modified and don't have all the weird chemicals out of they do here.
Exactly.
So, folks, you don't have an intolerance to wheat. You have an intolerance to what they're feeding you.
100%. And RFK is telling the public this, that, you know, with the grains at the bottom, it's not just any grain. Most grains are highly processed, covered in preservatives. Do not eat that. You know, eat very minimally good quality sourdough and good quality rice. And, you know, that's at the bottom of the pyramid. That's not something that you're eating for your main sustenance. So that's a huge step in the right direction to reverse the course and all the diabetes that.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
They'll
say, oh, you're cheerleaders. Yeah, this is light years better than Democrats. Can you imagine what would happen if Kamala was in right now?
Well, this is, you know, we've been saying the golden age. This is starting to look like it. All these actions taken today, and you know that we're in the first week of the new year. I'm looking for Trump to keep his.
I want to go further. I want
going further.
BlackRock and State Street and Blackstone to divest of their property.
Yeah,
Mondami wants to just take it from white people. No, we're going to take it from you. But no, you just got to sell on the market your single family homes.
Right. I mean, I'd imagine there's going to be a mass.
I'm just saying, give them their own medicine back.
Yes. I think there's going to be a mass.
That way, black people, white people, whoever can buy the damn house.
They're not. People.
You want some wealth redistribution? How about that? Oh, no, because you know it's BlackRock and all them funding all this communism. How about you want your planned economy? We'll give it to you.
Well, I can't wait to hear Larry Fink's response to all this. I mean, what do you think, Alex? How is he going to handle it?
Well, you nailed it earlier. You just gave it a little quick gestalt. Trump thought China had the Panama Canal. Turned out Larry Fink was the Rothschild holder of it. Then Fink goes, okay, we'll sign it back over to the U.S. because we built it in the original deal. Then he goes, oh, we're not doing it. So Trump knows he's being screwed by Fink. I mean, Fink better watch his ass.
I guess he's going to be getting plenty of funds going in for rebuilding Ukraine. So maybe that's going to kind of be his little security blanket to not rob us of our...
No, when Trump first won in 2016, he went to Davos 2017. He said, China's invincible. Trump's screwed. I'm with Xi Jinping against America. Notice now he's got to give lip service to say Trump's winning. But, I mean, Larry Fink is just an absolute piece of garbage. Speaking of that, let's go ahead and go to this. Here is a clip.
It's a Caroline. We have a Caroline Levitt clip.
Yeah, this is her talking about the Trump administration is now updating federal nutrition standards and guidelines to ensure that Americans have the most accurate data-driven information. And I'm not the most healthy guy, but I do know the healthy people and I do follow it. If you ate like it's on this food pyramid, you're going to be healthier. You're going to live a lot longer. I mean, look at this. This is absolutely true what you need at the top. Vegetables and fruits, broccoli, chicken, beef, cheese, and then you get into fish and, you know, non-pasteurized milk, stuff like olive oil, you get all the other stuff, avocado all the way down, and then some more tasty, more sugary stuff like grapes and bananas down here. And then at the bottom is the grains, folks. Anybody could tell you with any study, that's obviously the way to eat. In fact, if you just cut all this out, you'll be even happier, though I still cheat and do that. But, you know, if I go out and it doesn't matter. The point is, everybody knows this that listens to this show. We got to get this out to everybody else. Here's the clip of the press secretary talking about it.
The Trump administration is now updating federal nutrition standards and guidelines to ensure that Americans have the most accurate, data-driven information supported by science and hard facts, not special interests or partisan ideology. President Trump has tasked two of the great individuals behind me, USDA Secretary Rawlins and HHS Secretary Kennedy, with collaborating on this vitally important project. And today they are here to officially unveil the 2025 to 2030 Dietary Guidelines for America. These new guidelines are informed by the best and most reliable research on health and nutrition, particularly as it relates to the role of our diets and the prevalence of chronic disease in the country. They are also... These guidelines are easy to read and understand, so every American, young and old, can access this information that literally has the power to change lives. But these are not just an updated guideline. These are the foundation to all federal food programs in our country. These new guidelines are going to update the food that is served to America's children in our public schools, to the plates that are served to our great men in uniform in our military, our veterans, and the food that they are consuming at the VA. And these new guidelines are also going to impact nutritional programs for the needy in our country, such as WIC and Head Start. Unfortunately, for decades, federal dollars has promoted low-quality, highly processed foods that lead to scores of long-term health issues, which means Americans have gone broke because of these health issues. Faulty dietary guidelines of the past stacked the deck against healthy eating and food options for everyday American families, which has fueled the chronic disease epidemic and jacked up the health care costs of households across the country. This failed approach in our public health system ends today. When these guidelines are followed, Americans will be saving themselves thousands of dollars. If we want to help cut health care costs in our country, we must become a healthier country. According to the CEA, poor diet is the root cause of obesity, which accounts for $400 billion in medical spending each year. A healthier America will lead to a more affordable America. The new dietary guidelines from the Trump administration will ensure federal dollars go to real food to improve public health and therefore save the American people their hard-earned cash over the course of their lives.
And this is all common sense. You are what you eat. This is so fundamental, Thomas Cisca. I mean, this is crazy that we already knew this, but to see this happening, this is real revolution.
Yeah, I'm so happy that Kennedy is head of HHS. One of my, you know, favorite things about this new administration is all the action that RFK has taken and all the things that are still yet to come. I mean, he's got a lot of work to do, but he's getting it done. And I really hope that this gets implemented in all the public schools and we really reverse history here with how we've been lied.
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at the food pyramid, the way they have it here, they just reversed it. It's totally true. Imagine it used to be this. Eat grains and sugar, and then down at the bottom is vegetables and beef and chicken. I mean, any idiot knows it. All, I mean, it's just ridiculous. Look at that old pyramid. I mean, my God, folks, we'll be right back. Thank you, Thomas.
Thank you.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexShowStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling 3 emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. And I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and 2 others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get 1 or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support. We have a new product in at TheAlexShowStore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, it can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at TheAlexShowStore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Now, back to our program.
I'm funded by you, and I appreciate your support very humbly. Thank you for your support, those that have. Those that have it, what are you waiting for? Our information is bar none the best. The supplements are game-changing. The methylene blue, the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the widest selection of Patriot Apparel t-shirts, ball caps, hoodies, sweaters, you name it. But there's a deal going for a few more days where you buy any supplement and get a bottle of the Shilajit gummies or Atomic Defense Super Immune Booster free. You choose which free gift you want. That funds our operation at TheAlexShowStore.com. I want to thank those that have stood with us. If you're going to buy anything, become a VIP. Just in your profile, $30 a month, cancel anytime, no charge. charge. You get $40 every time you spend $30 to spend. So you make $10 if you're going to buy anything, you should be a VIP. Then you get special deals, special offers, special sales on top of everything. Also, you get big discounts when you use the app for Android or for Apple at alexjonesapp.com. Just links you through to get the free apps right there. So it's the same shopping cart online. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Sympathy. I want your support. Stop fighting for all of us. I tell you, I have put my will into this. I have put everything I got into it. I've ordered my body to perform and execute and gone through stresses that most people can't withstand. That's why I look at Trump at 789 and know he's gone through more than I have. There's not many that have done more, and I just marvel. That's a machine right there, folks. But I do need your prayer. And I ask for your prayer, all of you, to pray for InfoWars, to pray for me, to pray for my family, because I don't spend time on the enemy attacks behind the scenes and things that are going on, but they're intense. And I can only continue to fight with God's will behind me, and God listens to you. So I need you to pray for InfoWars. I need you to pray for me and my family, because there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes and a lot of things happening. And it's what we expected. If I got killed tomorrow, it's okay. If I died tomorrow, it's okay. We've already had a beautiful victory against the enemy. But the light that burns twice as bright only burns half as long. And it's not that I want to quit doing this show. It's that I become more obsessed with it every day. And nothing else matters now. When I used to go enjoy seeing a movie, I used to enjoy going out to a comedy club, I used to go out, I used to enjoy anything. I used to enjoy playing, you know, Jenga or whatever with my kids, and I still hang out with them and still love them, but I just can't do anything with this. And now I can't sleep. I work 20 hours a day or longer. It's all I do, and that's just where I'm at. And I just know I can't sustain it without your prayer. And so I ask for your prayer and ask you to ask God to give me the strength and the guidance to continue on. Because there's really too much horsepower. And that's my issue. And my frustration is even how to try to describe all this to people, how epic this is. But I know a lot of you are in the same position. You feel it. You see it. You know the mission. Our job is to get those that are asleep to wake up and realize this is the great epic test of consciousness. This is what life's all about right now. This is it. Ain't about what kind of fancy car you got or who your friends are. That stuff's side issues. It's about what you stand for, who you are, what you're doing. You know, there's a paradox where the left knows humans are tribal and humans will organize into tribal groups, racial groups under attack. And under Christianity, we're supposed to bring everybody in under Christ. And that's what's going to save the earth. It's the only thing that's going to work. Even mainline analysts who aren't even Christians say, no, a real global Christian system, we'd be unlimited, go to the stars, it'd be over. Because they can study all the anthropology. Latin America, Africa, Europe, wherever, Asia. You get Christian communities, almost no crime, innovation, success. People come together. Because you're not black, you're not white, you're a Christian. You're not Hispanic, you're not Asian, you're a Christian. And you can have denominations fighting, but that's the priesthood trying to get in the way of us with God. No, only a relationship with Jesus Christ is going to help us, not help us. It is the guarantee. It is the transcendence. And that's what it comes down to. But in the intermediate level, again, it's declassified. It was out even in the 60s that the communists in Europe and the U.S. couldn't get their main target, black Americans, to get rid of their families and accept communism. So they came in and said, oh, we'll make it social. We'll make it communism, but we'll make it racial. And they still didn't get most of the black folks on board. But when they came and told the women, we'll give you paychecks, we'll give you money, we'll give you health care, we'll give you security, just kick your man out of the house. And they took the strongest communities per capita in America in the 1950s. It's true. You look at the demographics. It's a fact. Did you know black people had the lowest level of illegitimacy, other than like Amish, but for any big group? Blacks had the lowest level of illegitimacy, the lowest level of, you know, a woman without a husband with kids. And they own their own banks, their own grocery stores, their own supermarkets, their own malls, their own doctors, their own universities. And it wasn't defending Jim Crow, but the openness of suppressing them. Nietzsche said, that which doesn't kill you makes you stronger. You look at 19, 20, 30, 40, 50s, photos of black communities, pull them up. Everybody's wearing suits and ties. They're all self-policing. Crime super low. And then the globalists come in the 50s and say, we're going to green light drugs that had not been allowed by the government, but only in the black communities. And Mario Puzo, who was in with the New York Mafia, fictionalized all of it, but the names are all changed, but it's a real story. Frank Sinatra's in it, you know, all of it. It's a Gambino crime family. And the Godfather, this is a true story, didn't want to deal drugs. He said, that's corrupt and evil. So they shot him and did all that, so they accepted the deal. And you see in the big commission meeting, after they killed his son, all the rest of it, they say, listen, we're going to agree the drugs, but we're going to keep it in the colored area. They're animals, so let them lose their souls. And then once you accept that, you're next. So first they put the drugs in the black community in the 50s and funded whoever would kill and rape and destroy and run everybody as whores and pimp the blacks. And the cops stood back, got bought off in the cities, let them do it. And then they come in the 60s and say, don't have a man in your house, and we'll give you all this money. And within 30 years, 80% illegitimacy, highest crime rate, totally destroyed. And that's the model. Black people were the test, folks. So all these white people that get mad at blacks and point at them and they're on average huge problems, they just got fed the wood chipper first. You're about to get, you're getting fed in now. In fact, pull up the Godfather Commission meeting. It's only a few minutes long. I want to play that. But Don Corleone and all the rest of it. Is the Vendetta going to bring back your son and my son? But that's all real stories, real things that happened. The names changed. But it wasn't the Italians doing that. They got green lit by the CIA. That's declassified to do it. They said, but at first, white people were like, we're not going to have this in our neighborhoods. Like, it's okay. We're doing it for national security. If we don't deal with the drugs, the Russians are in Latin America. They're going to run it. Zabrinsky wrote a couple books bragging about how this happened. So we'll just do it in the colored areas. They're animals, let them lose their souls. They said, not me. But what you do to the least of me, like Jesus said, you've done to me. Christ isn't just talking about children there. He's talking about people that are disadvantaged. But the left spins that and says, oh, we represent the disadvantaged. Do what we say and give up what you got and your family, your life, to prove you care about disadvantaged because they know you follow Christ. That's a lie. You don't give up your individual will to, quote, help people. It's a lie. You have to understand the issues of being engaged and involved. So this whole system and the weaponized medical system and the poison shots, you guys pull that up? I'll pull it up for you. I type in the Godfather, go to YouTube here, I'll do it for you. The Godfather, Mafia meeting. You can't mess it, it's easy to get. Watch, it'll be top link. Here it is. Send it to you right now. Stand by for it. Get ready for it, okay? Got that? Good. So, yeah. So we'll go to this in a moment. Great job. My point is this is a microcosm because, listen, I've got 100 clips plus. I mean, I'm serious, the last 3 weeks. In Europe, here, Australia, government saying literally, we're going to take the houses of white people and give it to black people. Literally saying white people are inherently evil. Literally saying we're going to redistribute wealth. Literally saying in the UK, it's the law now. White men get triple the jail sentence of anybody else. And we're going to clean out the jails of brown people and put white people in it because that's fair. They're just setting the precedent to do outrageous stuff targeting white people so there's no more checks and balances and no more due process. I mean, come on, anybody knows that. This is beyond evil. This is so satanic, it makes my head spin. So I got a few of those clips coming up. Here's a clip from The Godfather.
Don Barsini, I want to thank you for helping me organize this meeting here today. And also the other heads of the five families from New York, New Jersey. Carmine Cuneo from the Bronx and Brooklyn. Philip Tatag from Staten Island. We have with us Victor Strachey and all the other associates who came as far as from California, Kansas City, and all the other territories of the country. Thank you. How did things ever get so far? I don't know. It was so unfortunate, so unnecessary. Natalia lost a son. I lost a son. We're quits. And if Natalia agrees, then I'm willing to let things go on the way they were before.
We are all grateful to Don Corleone for calling this meeting. We all know him as a man of his word. A modest man, he'll always listen to reason.
Yes, Don Barzini. He's too modest. He had all the judges and politicians in his pocket. He refused to share them.
When did I ever refuse an accommodation? All of you know me here. When did I ever refuse? Except one time. And why? Because I believe this drug business is going to destroy us in the years to come. I mean, it's not like gambling or liquor, even women, which is something that most people want nowadays, and it's forbidden to them by the Pezzanavanti of the church. Even the police departments that have helped us in the past with gambling and other things are going to refuse to help us when it comes to narcotics. And I believed that then, and I believe that now.
Times have changed. It's not like the old days where we can do anything we want. A refusal is not the act of a friend. If Don Corleone had all the judges and the politicians in New York, then he must share them. All it does is use them. He must let us draw the water from the well. Certainly he can present a bill for such services. After all, we are not communists.
I also don't believe in drugs. For years, I paid my people extra so they wouldn't do that kind of business. Somebody comes to them and says, I have powders. If you put up $3,000-$4,000 investment, we can make $50,000 distributing. So they can't resist. I want to control it as a business. To keep it respectable. I don't want it near schools. I don't want it sold to children. That's an infamia. In my city, we would keep the traffic in the dark, people to call it. They're animals anyway, so let them lose their souls.
I hope that we could come here and reason together. And as a reasonable man, I'm willing to do whatever's necessary to put find a peaceful solution to this problem.
Then we are agreed. The traffic in drugs will be permitted, but controlled. And Don Corleone will give her protection in the east, and there will be the peace.
But I must have strict assurance from Corleone. As time goes by and his position becomes stronger, will he attempt any individual vendetta?
Look, we are all reasonable men here. We don't have to give assurances as if we were lawyers.
You talk about vengeance. Is vengeance going to bring your son back to you? Or my boy to me? I forgot the vengeance of my son. But I have selfish reasons. My younger son.
All right, let's stop there. We're almost out of town. The war was about to start. This is real history, though. There was a CIA above it. That's all declassified the Frank Church Committee years. And did we protect our children just doing it to the black people? Which I would have done anyways. They're humans. That God sees that. No, you don't let evil just be over here. It doesn't get you. That's a lie. It has to stop. Look where we are on the verge of total collapse now because of this. It's time to be good, folks. Now, here's a few clips. I believe hundreds of these. Of the UK government saying, we're going to give white people longer sentences and we're going to throw white people in jail, and they're doing it. You pray in front of abortion clinics, 3 years in jail. You rape a kid, you're a Pakistani, no jail. Same thing in Europe, same thing now in Canada. This is their plan. So guess who's on the menu is the white people. That's the left. That's the ADL. They're doing it. They started it. Yeah, Hitler hunted Jews. Now the ADL's hunting us. Sorry, you're at war with us. We're at war with you now. We get it. We'll hear about how Nick Fuentes is bad, but he's not 10% as racist as you. Your hard-on for us is ridiculous. So you want a war? You got one. Here's a few clips of this, culminating with Ramdami's housing head saying, we're going to take houses from white people and give it to black people. And they're not going to give them to black people. It's to create a fight. It's to make us all fight with each other. It's so obvious. They're the enemy, folks. We have incredible prosperity. Trump's coming in saying, no more BlackRock, take it over and buying all the houses. That's what you do. You got to defend the people. Or these elites are going to get totally screwed. What type of dumb elites think they can make everybody poor and screw everybody forever? They're the dumbest people ever. I'm fighting the globalists, but really at the end of the day, I'm their best friend because they're so psychotic. I'm trying to get them to not destroy everything and us with them. Here's the clips.
Of 14 white people in Wales are imprisoned for every 100,000 people in the population. 91.
That's because they're committing the crimes, dumbass.
And, you know, that is a shocking.
Because you imported military men from Africa.
That's why in the cooperation between our two parties, we have a specific commitment to ensure that the justice elements of the Race Equality Action Plan are robust. And address these matters with the police and the courts. And that is the way in which we intend to take forward the practical ways in which we can address the figures that we've discussed this afternoon. The long-term answer, Llywydd, is surely the devolution of policing and justice.
Well, look, I'm disappointed in this response, and the Lord Chancellor is obviously continuing to engage on this, and we're considering our
this is where they
response.
Rule they're going to give whites longer prison sentences than anybody else.
Table, but
white
I'm
men.
Disappointed at this outcome, and now we'll have to consider what we do as a result.
Well, let's cross live to our political editor, Christopher Hope. Now, it seems to me, Chopper, that the politicians want the sentencing council to change their direction here, but they're not willing to legislate to do so. They're in a bit of a war of words here.
Yes, they are. Hi, Charlie. Hi, Nana. Welcome to Huddersfield, where it's pretty cold up here. I've been talking to the Prime Minister moments ago. I asked him twice, will you just scrap the sentencing council? It's a quango. You have the power to scrap it. What you don't do is have the power to overrule it. And frankly, the judges now are looking back at the elected politicians here, both Sir Keir Starmer and Shibani.
We're only going to put white men in jail as if it's an accident. He wrote it.
I'm afraid to say these are what's going to happen. And from Tuesday, this is what will happen. Judges will prepare pre-sentencing reports where necessary, and if someone is of ethnic, cultural or faith minority, or a young person under 25, or a woman, or a pregnant woman, they will get a special sentencing report. Normally, those pre-sentencing reports do mean that the sentence is mitigated, that time is taken off for a jail term, for example. What it means, though, is that white men are going to be treated a lot tougher by judges from Tuesday compared to other groups in society. And
they
that is unacceptable to the Prime
That's
Minister.
That's the two-tier justice system right there.
I said twice, would you scrap the Sentencing Council? He said all options are open. Shabana Mahmood, she's the Justice Secretary, she's put out a note just moments ago. She said that in her view, these guidelines represent clear differential treatment under which someone's outcomes may be influenced by their race, culture or religion. This is unacceptable, says the Justice Secretary, and I formally set out my objections, she says, in a letter to the Sentencing Council last week. She's extremely disappointed, she says, by what's happened here. All options are on the table. That same language
used
there.
That was 8 months ago. It's now in place. They're releasing rapists, murderers, as long as they're not white. Look it up. Look it up. Elon Musk has been posting every day. But white people that peacefully protest, 3 to 5 years in prison. It's literally empty the prisons of all the third world people you brought in and throw white men in jail. This is the gulags, folks. And then you got Mondami saying, I got the clips, you've seen it, where he says, we're seizing the means of production. That's Marx and Engels, Communist Manifesto. And Mondami's head of the housing authority says, we're going to take the homes of white people. And we find a... And look at her at the swearing. Look at the psych. She literally rubbed her hand. I mean, these are psychotic loon bats. Meanwhile, it turns out she's got multi-million dollar houses herself. These are criminals, folks. Oh, yeah, she's got, turns out, multi-million dollar houses in New York and other states. And when he got sworn in, we have the footage. She's like a demon. And I'm just being honest. White women are the issue. I mean, they're like the demon possessed. I'm just going to say, it's crazy white women. Here's the clip over.
Democratically controlled public housing is really important. And that's why when Raquel was talking about the communities and that she's describing, that, you know, that's a created community where the people who are living there are like setting the agenda. And so, you know, people like home ownership because they like control, and that's been perverted by like deep racism and deep classism in our society. So like we have to not have a racist and classist society. And so that's like something we need to think about like deeply. It's about control, and why rent control is really important is because rent control alters the power dynamic between renters and who owns the building. And
I think the reality is that for centuries we've really treated property as an individualized good and not a collective good, and we are going to transitioning to treating it as a collective good and towards a model of shared equity will require that we think about it differently, and it will mean that families, especially white families, but some POC families who are homeowners as well, are going to have a different relationship to property than the one that we currently have.
So back that up and look at her face. And she's in the Mondami swearing in going even crazy. She's rubbing her hands together like a rat. This is a crazed maniac that I guarantee you can't wipe her own ass. And she's literally, I'm coming for white people. I'm going to get your property. I mean, this is a weapon system, folks. Look at her. And I'll do it tomorrow because I saw videos of her. When Mondami's being sworn in, she's literally rubbing her hands together like a rat, acting like a demon. She literally hates white people. She lives in all these giant houses she owns, and she's just going to go burn through everything because she wants to destroy people. Look at her. That's a demon, folks. She doesn't want Mars bases. She doesn't want cancer cures. She doesn't want free energy. She doesn't want... No, she wants to take things from white people because it's about her power. And she's an ugly white pig. So I guess it's true. The world is white people. It's white women. And a lot of women are great. But I tell you, the army we face in Europe and here is evil Stockholm syndrome white women that serve these evil groups. It's disgusting. It's horrible, but it's real. I mean, these people are psychotic. All right, Harrison Smith takes over now with the War Room. Tell your enemy, folks. There's his face right there. She can't wait to devour you and your family.
Are you tired of stubborn fat that just won't budge no matter how hard you diet? Well, let me introduce you to Ultimate Burn, the most powerful science-backed fat-torching formula available today. Inside every capsule of Ultimate Burn is 200 milligrams of GlucoVantage dihydroberberine, a supercharged form of berberine that clinical studies show slashes insulin resistance, blocks new fat storage, and helps your body burn fat for fuel. Then we crank the heat with a massive 120 milligrams of Calorie Burn GP Grains of Paradise, packing a full 15 milligrams of active 6-paradol. Human trials prove it fires up your brown fat, ramping your daily calorie burn by up to 200 extra calories a day. Then we finish it with cinnamon polyphenols and bioperin to make sure every milligram hits your system hard. The result is faster fat loss, smaller waist, better blood sugar, and energy that lasts all day. Ignite your results with the real deal. Grab Ultimate Burn now and watch your body finally start burning fat like it's supposed to. Stock is limited. Get yours before it's gone. It's Ultimate Burn. Light the fire at thealexjonesstore.com.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
week.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalist in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.